Welcome back to Warrior Football. Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. I know last year we had listeners as far away as Alaska and in California and some other places. And look forward to hearing who's listening this year. A lot of times we get distant relatives and grandparents, aunts and uncles, things like that, to like to tune in and hear about their boys playing. So if you're doing that, shoot us a message on Facebook, Amity School District website, the Amity School District Facebook site. Shoot us a message. Let us know. It'd be nice to hear from you. And we welcome you wherever you're coming from tonight. Clatskanie Tigers here in town. Ron Huber and Jeff Clark coming to you live from Scoggins Field here at Amity High School. Beautiful night. A little bit of light breeze every once in a while. None right now. And partially overcast skies and just a beautiful night. We've had some rain here the last three or four days, but not today. Today was a beautiful day. And the field's in fantastic condition, and it promises to be a lot of fun tonight. So contrasting styles tonight, Ron. Warriors are going to run their wing T option, a little bit of power eye, and that's most of it. Most of it's going to come out of those two different formations, whereas the Tigers, I believe, are going to run almost completely shotgun formation, spread offense with a couple of running backs. Warriors are going to receive the ball to start the game.
Claxton and I won the toss. They deferred.
So Clatskanie will have the ball to start the second half. Warriors will get it to start the first half. We've got about 2.5 minutes until kickoff now. The officials are at center field. And forgive a little frog in my throat tonight, Ron. I don't have quite as clear a voice as normal, but we will power through it, man. It's a football game. It's not a place for wimps out there or in the broadcast booth. Varsity gets to try out the new scoreboard also. Got a... It's six major donors that helped to provide funds to bring that scoreboard to being. That old scoreboard was pretty beat up and weathered. Western Oregon weather is pretty hard on electronics. This one's a beautiful scoreboard. Amity Warriors across the top of it. And then the Warrior head right there, smack dab in the middle. Nice and bright LED lights that can be seen from a mile away, Ron.
And the sponsors?
See if I can get them all. I can't read them off from where we are. Tim Harsma Country Insurance, Farmers Direct, that's Joel Rohde's company. He's got a partner in that whose name I do not know. McMullen Electric, Jed McMullen, another alumni of Amity High School. Amity Education Foundation, and then a couple of individual sponsors not related to a foundation or a business or anything. RV Nelson, class of 1950, and Curtis and Jeanette Stairs. Curtis is class of 77 maybe,
yeah.
Somewhere in there, 75, 77. I don't know, right in that. I'll have to ask him what class he's in. He probably told me at some point. But he didn't want to do it in his company because he's going to retire in a few years, and he knows that sign's going to be up there a lot longer than that. So we appreciate all six of those entities and their sponsorship of Amity Football Scoreboard. It's a beautiful board, and it's a great night for football, and we are ready to kick things off, Ron.
So is Hatch back there? Or is that 24 right there?
That looks like Brian. Okay. On our side.
And Sam.
Sam on the other side, Sam White. And then is that Seth Valencia, I think, next up, and Joe McNulty. I think those are the four deepest guys on the return team. I see Cody Dyke on the far side at about the 35-yard line, and I don't know who's on the near side here at the 35. I can't see the number. But Sam and Brian back just inside the 15-yard line. And you never know. There's such a variation you see from kicker to kicker at this level. Some guys can drive that ball close to the end zone, but the majority of the time what you get is either a low liner that bounces a couple of times before anybody can get to it, or you get a ball that's pooch kicked and kind of just fallen on by one of the up guys, or it's kicked out of bounds. So usually you see one of those things, but you never know which one. So we'll see. Kicking for Clatskanie, number 80, Josh Quivito.
I think it's this guy.
Oh, is that got a different guy in there?
85.
85, excuse me. Foster Evenson is a 6'2", 175-pound tight end. And we are ready to get things going. Clatskanie set to kick off. Warriors set to receive. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line of the Tigers. And we are underway. Kick is kind of mid-range to about the 30-yard line. Fumbled there. Now picked up by
McNulty.
Works his way up the left sideline across the 40.
Cool.
And out of bounds right at about the 40-yard line. Thought he was going to get across. We got a flag back at the 30, though, Ron.
R30? Oh, man.
So more than likely an illegal block back there. So the Warriors will probably start back close to their 19-yard line after that. Flags at the 29 of the Warriors. Excuse me, folks. Trying not to do that too many times tonight. See what the call is here. It is a block in the back against the Warriors. And it happened right as he picked the ball up. So not a good penalty there on the Warriors. They could have started out by their 40. Instead, they're going to start at about their 19, I believe, right? 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. And it will be Warriors first and 10 with 81 yards to go to the end zone. So they didn't do themselves any favor on that opening kickoff, Ron.
No. Defensively, it looks like they got
Four-man front.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then three linebackers. So they're in a 4-3 defense. Warriors in their wing tee. Parr under center. There's a snap. Hands off.
Streeter.
Right up the middle, Streeter plowing his way ahead out to almost the first down marker. I think it's going to be a first down out to almost the 30-yard line. Wes Streeter running hard right up the middle, Ron. That is the kind of hard running we did not see
first
against Willamina. I think that's longer than any run we had on that three-back carry right up the middle last week.
He had some of those in the second quarter. None in the first quarter. The second quarter he had a couple.
I don't know if we had any that went 10, though.
No.
First and 10 Warriors from their 30. So right away, and now we're going to have a jump. We'll see if it's offense or defense here. They've blown it dead. It is. See what the call is here. They blew the play dead, which oftentimes is offense. Nope, this is going to be on the defense, so it's going to be a 5-yard penalty, and the Warriors are going to have a first and 5 at their own 35-yard line. So what started out ominously with a block in the back on the kickoff, pushing them back to the 19-yard line, now the Warriors are out to their 40 after just two plays, and a good start here for the Warriors offense. They've run one play for 10, got a penalty for 5. Power eye formation now. Handoff's the second guy through. That's Sam White, I think, plowing ahead for what's going to be close to a first down at the 40-yard line. Sam White, nice power run there, and I think that fits Sam a little bit better than trying to go outside.
First down.
First and 10 Warriors. So, Ron, when Sam goes outside,
I think his lack of
football experience, I think, shows when he gets outside. He's just not sure when to plant that foot in the ground and turn it upfield. But when you're in that power eye formation in the second back through, you follow your lead back and you run hard. Now it's back to the wing tee formation. Wide receiver split out to the left side. There's the handoff coming around. This is Hatch around the left side. He's got a block out there across the 45, almost to the 50. Now out across the 50. They're going to mark that, I think, at about the 49-yard line of Klatskanai, a first down for the Warriors on an 11-yard gain, Ron. Nice piece of running there by Brian Hatch. And that's what we saw last week. Every time he touched the ball, he was a threat to take it the distance last week.
Like we've always said, that play set up by that dive in the middle, and that sucks those linebackers in there for just a split second, and then he's outside. Pretty good perimeter block, too, by the
Absolutely.
Tackle.
Now we've got two wide receivers in the power eye formation, no tight end. Hatch. Nope, it's going to be Streeter up the middle again. This is going to be about a 4-yard gain out to the 45-yard line of Klatskanai. It's going to bring up 2nd and 6 for the Warriors. This is their first second down of the game, Ron.
I'm almost going to call that.
I think it's 4.
Right
on the 45-yard line. So nice run there by Streeter. He's had runs of 10 and 4 now to start the game. And so far, the Warriors are doing a much better job on the line of scrimmage this week than they did against Willamina.
Yes.
Wing tee formation, Hatch on the right. Streeter in the back. This one's going to go to White, coming to his right.
Needs to turn
and
it up.
And doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to be a yard short of that. And it's kind of what we talked about right there. There's a certain decisiveness required when you run to the outside, because you just can't keep getting strung out. At some point, you have to plant your foot, turn that north and south, and get upfield. And it's understanding that just the moment to do that and then being decisive about it that makes a good runner out there.
It was not a good block out on this end either. They pulled the left guard. He didn't get his block.
And all year so far, we've blocked much better going left. We're going to have a false start. No, they didn't get a false start on that. It's Hatch around the left side across the 40. That'll be close to a first down. I think it's going to be a first down, Ron. That's going to be a gain of about 7-8 yards, Ron. It's going to bring up 1st and 10. So that's that sweep left again with Brian.
It was not the dive fake. That was just a toss sweep left.
And the blocking out on that left side is just better than it is on the right side. Mm-hmm. And you're running Brian Hatch, who's a little bit quicker and more decisive on his cut. So that combination is a tough one. Now Brian Hatch splitting out left. He's out there with Richardson. Richardson in the slot. Hatch out by the left sideline. Streeter, the setback. Parr takes the snap, hands inside to Streeter. And he's got room to run out across the 30, down to almost the 25-yard line. They're going to mark that at the 26, Ron. Another first down. That's a gain of 11. Fantastic run for Wes Streeter. They spread him out that time. When they move Hatch out to that sideline, you're taking a safety out there with him. So they had three receivers that time, and that spreads out that defensive backfield, and there's just no help from the safety to deal with Wes Streeter. First and 10 Warriors. Ball at the 26.
They got too many guys on the field.
And if they'll get a snap, they'll get a penalty, and they do. Should be a penalty. We'll see. I don't see
a
flag.
Counter. Sam.
It's going to be Sam White on no gain on the play. And that guy did not get off the field, but the official did not throw the flag on that. He was definitely at least a yard inside the boundary still when Parr snapped the ball.
So what did we gain? We got six.
Oh, they gave us six on that. Okay, my bad. I'm on the wrong yard line here. So we're down to the 20-yard line. A gain of six, second and four. My apologies to you listening. I thought he got stopped at the line there. I was looking at the guy getting off the field. A little bit of a spread formation.
Streeter
again up the middle, plowing ahead. Going to be a first down. That ball's going to be down to the 15-yard line, Ron. First and 10, Warriors. And what a good-looking drive this is for the Warriors. And once again, they had that formation where Hatch goes out by Richardson out there on the left side.
Well, right now, Coleman and Burr are handling that left side because there was definitely a nice hole.
And the Warriors go back to no tight end here. Nope, they've got a... Now there's a tight end on the right side. Take it back. Power eye formation. There's the toss. This is White. White trying to get to the right side. Got a little bit of room. Gets tripped up at the 15. He's down at the 14. A gain of one. Looked like Sam was going to have something there. And a nice tackle by one of the Tigers coming in, making that play. Second and nine for the Warriors.
A little more decisive on his run upfield. I think he had a few more, but he just keeps stringing it out.
Well, you run out of real estate at some point, and that makes it a lot easier to tackle. Here they go again. McNulty in the slot on the left, and Hatch out wide to the left. Tight end is Jackson on the right side. Streeter's the fullback. Streeter gets the handoff right up the middle. Not much there. He's going to get maybe 2 yards as he plows ahead. It's going to bring up third and seven. So a two-yard gain for Streeter. Warriors in four-down territory here. Richardson brings in the play, replacing McNulty. 7:09 to go in the first quarter as the Warriors are putting in a nice long drive together here and keeping that Clatskanie defense on the field. Single setback is Streeter. Two receivers out to the left. Parr fakes to Streeter, throws short and caught. And I got to see who that is that made the catch. I got to see the number there, Ron. I cannot see. I'm looking for him. He's coming around the far side.
Sam.
It was Sam White on the catch there. And a gain of 4 yards on the play. That one would have been a first down. Parr's throw was low. White had to go to the ground to make the catch, which he did. And it brings up fourth and three for the Warriors. So big play here for both sides as Warriors look to put some points on the board. And Clatskanie looks to stall a drive of the Warriors here. Parr under center, Streeter in the backfield. We've got a flag.
Right.
We have a delay of game. No, illegal substitution. So I'm not sure, didn't see what happened there, but that's a brutal penalty for the Warriors. 5-yard penalty will back them up to the 11-yard line and make it fourth and eight at the 11. So that'll change the play call, I'm guessing, for Coach McGill. What was probably going to be a running play now almost certainly is either a pass, possibly a quarterback keeper on a bootleg. We'll see. Streeter's the setback, and Parr's going to take a timeout. I don't know if he didn't like what he saw or if he felt like they were getting too close to a play clock or what it was, but something made him uncomfortable there, and they take a quick timeout. So, nice long drive here, Ron, to get things started. 5:53 left to go in the first quarter. No score in this game. Warriors on the first drive of the game here. Started at their own 19, have the ball at the 12. So, if I'm doing my math right, that's a 69-yard drive so far. and hopefully it won't stall out. They've got they've had a little problem here. They've had that penalty, and they had a couple of runs that only garnered about 3 yards on first and second down.
Seen him come back with Hatch going to that left side because they did not stop that play. Both times they ran it.
And it looks like they're going to be back in the wing T formation, so it would not surprise me at all if that's what we know. They're not in the wing T. They've got Hatch split out to the right side, Jackson in the slot to his left.
Roll to the right.
I think that's what we're going to see. Parr. Oh, we're going to have a false start or an offside. Let's see which one. I think it's offsides. If it is, that'll make it 4th and 3. Oh, it's going to be a false start, Ron. And that's going to back the Warriors up to 4th and 13 now. Ball on the 17-yard line. So what was a promising drive now is in significant trouble. So the Warriors had a flinch on the right, probably the right tackle, because it got the left defensive end to jump.
Yeah.
All right, same formation. Parr rolls to his right, looking for somewhere to throw. No pressure on him. He throws to the corner. He's got Richardson for the catch. Richardson with a first down. Inside. No, it's a touchdown. Touchdown, Warriors. Klatskanai player jumping up and down saying it was incomplete. The official is right there, says it was a completed pass. He's going to consult now with the other official, and he says it is indeed a touchdown. Touchdown, Warriors. 17-yard touchdown pass. Parr to Richardson. And Ron...
It was a jump ball.
Parr just threw that ball up and knew that Peyton could go up and get it.
It was a jump ball.
He was double covered in the right, just inside the right pylon there. And Richardson went up high. Now the officials are consulting, but the official was right on it. And there was no question. He said it was a touchdown. Warriors are lined up for the extra point while the officials confab here.
I don't think we have a Microsoft Surface replay going. It's what they saw.
I don't know how you overrule it. You got the official that was right on top of the play, said it was a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
So white hat referee walking back to the middle now. And
going to go talk to the end.
Nope, he's just going back to his position. So it is a touchdown. 6 points for the Warriors. What a drive ending play there for the Warriors on a 17-yard touchdown pass. Parr to Richardson on the right side of the end zone. Ready for the extra point. We've got a jump. That's going to be half the distance of goal line. Warriors may go for two now. Because this is a perfect time to use Streeter on a dive, isn't it?
We've had more penalties by both teams in how much time?
Less than about half quarter.
Half quarter than we had in the last two games put together. Really.
A little sloppy here by both teams.
Really.
So the Warriors are going to go for it now. It's a yard and a half away from the end zone. And Streeter in the backfield, and I would almost bet what's going on here. This is either Parr or Streeter. Parr, under center, takes the snap, hands to Streeter right up the middle, and...
Too much penetration.
He did not get in. So good job by the Klatskanai line there to stuff Streeter. But that was not the wing T formation. That was, they had two wide receivers out left, one out right, trying to spread out that Klatskanai defense, and did so unsuccessfully. All right. 5:43 left to go in the first quarter. Warriors ahead 6-0. It's going to be Tiger Ball. When we come back, you're listening to Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be right back.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber coming to you live from Scoggins Field here at Amity High School. Warriors ahead 6-0, 5:43 left to go in the first quarter. And what a nice 81-yard drive the Warriors got, capped by a touchdown pass from 17 yards out after a couple of penalties on the Warriors that moved them from 4th and 3 to 4th and 15, or 4th and 13. There's the kick right down the middle of the field, picked up at about the 17.
It's a quarterback. That's two.
Bringing it right back up the field. It's going to get across the 45 to the 47-yard line. So good field position for Klatskanai to get the game started.
Right up the middle.
You might as well just kick it out of bounds, right, Ron? They start at the 40 if you kick it out.
Yeah.
So Warriors may not do that again, given the short field here off the kickoff. Klatskanai going to start. They're going to mark that at the 46-yard line. So Klatskanai ready to go from there. They break their huddle and come out. Quarterback is number two, Cooper Blodgett, a 5'11", 180-pound junior. Working out of the shotgun, four wides, two on each side, one running back. It's kind of a pistol formation. Brings a man in motion. There's a snap. Blodgett rolls to his right. Good penetration by the Warriors. He gets the corner, though, and then run out of bounds after a short gain. They're going to give him 3 yards on that, it looks like. Maybe two. See where they end up marking it. Looks like a 2 yard gain, Ron Ball, at the 43 yard line now. So that was a. They brought the man in motion, number three, Charta, from the left side. Brought one of the receivers in motion in front of the quarterback, and then he is a lead blocker, or a secondary lead blocker, as they try to run a quarterback sweep to the right side. So something the Warriors haven't really seen, but they got good penetration there, able to string that out. There's a handoff inside. Running back trying to get the corner.
Got it.
No block in the back there. He gets the corner. Richardson, last man to beat. He beats him, and then finally drug down from behind by Brian Hatch, I think. And that was, I got to see a number on
25.
That jersey. 25 is James Hellman. 5'9", 177 pounds, sophomore, and well-designed play there.
To the 20, so 30 yards, I'm going to say.
Well, the ball was on the 47-yard line, 48-yard line. It was on the 48-yard line, and so now they're at the 20, so that was a 32-yard play. First and 10 for Klatskanai with a big play there on their second play from scrimmage. Pistol formation, Blodgett brings a man in motion. Fakes the handoff to him. He tries to go left. He's tripped up a little bit. Gets to the corner. Might have picked up a yard.
Streeter made a nice tackle.
Wes Streeter getting out there and pursuing that from his linebacker position. They're going to give them, call it a yard. Second and 9 for the Tigers. First quarter, under 5 minutes now. Two of their plays resulted in going out of bounds. The other one a first down, which stops the, no, it doesn't stop the clock in high school. Yes, it does. Stops the clock in high school until they get it going again. Get my pro rules, my college rules, and my high school rules all mixed up. There's a high snap. Inside handoff. Running back tied up. That's number three, Charta. He's wrapped up just past the line of scrimmage and brought down after a short gain. It's going to be a gain of three, I think, Ron. Brings up third and 6. The Warriors looking to stiffen that defense a little bit here. Given up one big play. All the other plays have been 3 yards or less so far. Beautiful sunset, Ron. Take a look at that sunset to the west. What a gorgeous night. I'll have to get a picture of that here in just a second. Just a gorgeous sunset there west of our field. Four wides. They bring one in motion. He goes back out. Quarterback rolls to his right, throws out in the flat. It's caught inside the 10 and then out of bounds. Almost a late hit there. That's going to be a first and goal. So nobody came up on that. The receiver ran a little short out, Ron, and the cornerback didn't come up to take away that cushion after he ran his out.
Was that 20?
I think that's Brian Hatch on that side.
Who was the receiver, though? I missed it.
I did not see who that receiver was. We'll see who if he goes back out on that far right side. I think it was 21. I think that's the Combs kid. And he just ran a short little 7 yard out, and you got to come up when he runs that out. You got to close that gap on him. There's the handoff right up the middle. The ball's loose. Warriors get it in the end zone.
That's a touchdown.
They run it back out. I'm not sure why he came back out. Boy, a huge mistake for the Warriors.
Can you run it out of the end zone in high school?
Well, we'll see what they say there. He recovered. Who was it that recovered the fumble? Not sure who that was, but a fumble recovery for the Warriors.
Wow.
The running back had a nice play. He was down inside the 5 yard line, about to the 2. He coughed it up, and it was recovered in the end zone. And
it was our safety back there. It was the deepest guy.
And so he tried to run it out of the end zone, and that was a mistake. Ended up getting tripped up at about the 2 yard line. So the Warriors start first and 10 from their own 2 instead of their own 20, Ron. So excitement mistake there, a little adrenaline mistake.
Or offsides.
And then we're going to have a jump there, I think, on the defense. And so this will be a 5 yard improvement in the Warriors' field position.
Well, they're going to check and see if he was induced to come across.
Well, they had a couple of guys jump. So the referees are conferring on this right now. If it's on the Warriors, it's a one-yard penalty. Yeah. No, it is offside. So it's a five-yard penalty against Klatsk and I. So the Warriors were first and 10 at their own two. Now they'll be first and five at the seven. So I don't know if that's a hard count by Parr or if that's just anxiousness on the defense wanting to get in there and get a safety.
It's gotten. I mean, we have three offsides on them. Something's different.
Warriors come out with three wide receivers. Richardson out far to the left. Hatch out to the right. And in the slot, I think, is Jackson.
They don't have enough guys over there.
There's the snap. Parr takes it right ahead. He's got room to run across the 20. 25, 30, drug down at the 37-yard line. Tyler Parr on a quarterback sneak. And you got to love that. Just a load to bring down, too. So Tyler comes in almost at 200 pounds, Ron.
Yeah, so he's going from the 6 to the...
No, that was from the 7 to the 37. So a 30-yard gain for Tyler Parr on the design quarterback sneak. You got to love that because he's a big, strong kid who loves contact. And he was pulling Tigers with him, wasn't he?
Yeah, they spread everybody out, and there was absolutely nobody in the middle.
Wing T formation now. I think this is going to Hatch. Nope, it's Streeter right up the middle, and he's going to pick up about 3 yards on the play. So the dive there by Streeter. Second and seven for the Warriors. We come up on just under 3.5 minutes now to go in the first quarter. Warriors had a big time-eating drive on the first time. Klatsk and I came down the field pretty quickly in about a minute and a half, but turned the ball over inside the five. Warriors in the wing tee. Richardson split out to the right. Hatch had a little false start, but he got back, and that's okay. Hatch now sweeping to the left. He's got the corner, and he's brought down close to a first down. It'll be close. Depends on the spot here. It might be a 6-yard gain.
They might.
I think they're going to spot him just short of this, Ron.
Third and one.
So 6 yards for Hatch on the sweep left. And the Warriors have another nice drive going here with a third and one at their own 46-yard line. Started at the two. Now power eye formation. Parr under center. Oh, there's a fumble. The ball's on the ground. Parr jumps back on it. I don't know if he got it, or I think Klatsk and I got it. Sam White never got control of that handoff.
Was that Sam White? It was
Sam coming from deep in the backfield there. Never got control of that. Put it on the ground. Tyler almost got it back, but a good job of securing the ball by one of the Tigers linemen there. So the Tigers will take over at the 47-yard line of Amity. Or excuse me, the 42-yard line of Amity.
I don't think the handoff was very clean.
Well, White never secured it. I know that. I don't know if it was on the quarterback or on the running back, but
he was fumbling as he was running.
Now back to the pistol formation with two running backs now and a tight end. Hard count there. No flinch on the offensive line. The Warriors maintain their composure. Quarterback checks to another play. Audibles out. Running backs are checking their wristbands too. Quarterback keeper right up the middle, and he's hit and brought down after a gain of about three.
Cody Dyke.
Nice tackle there by the sophomore Dyke. Came up from linebacker position to make that play. Second and seven.
2:37 to go in this quarter.
Warriors had a second good drive going there, Ron, but put the ball on the ground, returning the favor that Klatsk and I gave them just moments before. Second and seven. Ball at the 38-yard line of Amity. Blodgett in his pistol. Two receivers out right. There's pressure coming up the middle. Blodgett tries to get out. He throws the ball. That's either going to be a sack or intentional grounding. I think they're going to say it's a sack. Sack at the 45-yard line. So a loss of seven on the play, Ron. Who was that came flying in there? Was that Wes Streeter? Mather. John Mather coming in there. Great pursuit of the quarterback. Unblocked. And Mather made a shoestring tackle there to bring Blodgett down. Blodgett almost made a huge mistake there because he tried to pass that ball. He's on his way down. There was no receiver in the area. That would have been an intentional grounding. Loss of down and a 10-yard penalty in high school?
Yeah, so it would have been.
Would have been a big play. But big play anyway for the Warriors on a 7-yard loss and loss of down. So third and 14 now. Maybe 13, third and 13, something like that. For the Tigers. Ball at the 45-yard line of Amity. Now they go four wides. put a man in motion out towards the right side, and then we've got a whistle. We've got a flag. Is this an illegal shift?
Illegal.
Nope, delay a game. So they took too long on that one. So it was close. He blew it just as the snap happened. So that's a five-yard penalty. Going to make it third and 18, we'll call it. Ball back at the 50-yard line now. So the Warriors getting a little break with some undisciplined play by the Tigers. The Tigers continue to shoot themselves in the foot here with penalties. Ball at the 50. Third and very long. Four wides, two on each side. Man in motion towards the right sideline. There's the snap. Lodge drops back under pressure. Designed run up the middle. Hit at about the 45. Gets to the 40.
Cody Dyke.
So a 10-yard gain on the play. Gets them back to a fourth and nine. I think they'll punt this, Ron. I don't think they'll go for it fourth and nine from their own four or from the Amity 40. But we'll see.
So he gained about, what, eight? Nine?
No. I think 11 on the play.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see what the Tigers do here. Fourth, they're huddled up. I think they're going for this, Ron.
Fourth and eight.
Fourth and eight. Almost 9 yards. They're going to go for this.
Yep.
Blodgett back in his pistol formation. Four wides, two on each side. Brings the slot man on the right side in motion. Drops back. Throws
it
over the middle. Intercepted! Cody Dyke with the interception. Back to the 40-yard line and brought down at the 41. Huge interception. Cody Dyke read that all the way, Ron. What a great jump on that route. It was a seam route to the slot receiver.
He was sitting back there. He's that, what do they call him, a rover or free safety?
Monster safety?
Yeah.
He just sat back there, and he played that pass perfectly. He saw what was going on, jumped the route, and intercepted it clean. Great play by the sophomore Dyke. Warriors now with the ball at their own 41. Two wideouts left. There's a handoff up the middle for Streeter. Streeter powers ahead to the 45, a gain of four. We haven't seen Mather at the fullback position yet, Ron, that three back. It's been all West Streeter so far tonight. And that's the end of the first quarter, Ron, with a score, Amity 6, Klatskanai 0. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Ron Huber and Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School, Scoggins Field. Start of the second quarter. Warriors up 6-0 here under the lights on a beautiful night for football. And decent crowd tonight. You can't ever judge the crowd here in Amity by looking at the stands. There's about probably 70 people in the stands, but there's about another 150, 200 people walking around the track. Different places.
And more to come.
And more to come. People will keep trickling in, absolutely. Warriors ball to start the second quarter. It's second and six from the 45-yard line of Amity. Power eye formation. This one goes to Sam White. He plows ahead and picks up good yardage there. About four, maybe three and a half on the play. It's going to bring up third and about three, Ron. So the Warriors playing some power football here. I got to work on Mr. Barber's spot of the yardage marker.
That's actually Dion.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's Mr. Barber. Nope, that's Mr. Barber.
Is that with him?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
So got to talk to him. He's not quite lined up from my perspective, but he's close. Third and three. Appreciate him volunteering his time to do this. Wing T formation now. McNulty spread out left, and we've got a penalty. Is that going to be an illegal shift?
I think we're in motion.
Man, sloppy game for both sides so far, Mr. Huber.
Not good.
Call is, false start. So what was a third and three will now be a third and eight. So now I think you run Brian Hatch left, don't you? That would seem like the most logical play for the Warriors. You need 8 yards on third down. And I don't think you're in four down territory here. I think the Warriors would punt if it was fourth. Because they went for that two-point conversion on fourth with 1.5 yards for the two-point conversion, couldn't do it. There's a handoff for Hatch coming left. He's got a man to beat. He meets one guy. Then he's hit, stacked up in the backfield. Then he puts the ball on the ground. They're going to say he was down. They're going to say, no, they're going to say that was a fumble. He was staggering around trying to get an extra yard instead of going down. Ends up turning it over. So the fourth turnover of the game, two for each team. And Klatskanai, after the interception, gets it back just a couple plays later.
He was hit from he beat the guy he beat.
Came back
up from behind and knocked the ball loose. I don't think he saw. He did not anticipate getting hit.
But you know, when you're trying to jive and dance and get around another guy, and sometimes you do get hit from weird angles.
Yeah.
So two running backs this time. They hand off to number three. He goes left. Ooh, he's got a little running room. Breaks it up across the 30, down to about the 22-yard line. I'm going to say. Ball carrier is
number three.
That is Charta. And nobody came across on the Warriors to deal with that.
45 to the...
Down to the 20-yard line, they're going to say. Right at the 20, Ron.
25 yards.
So a big play for Klatskanai after the turnover. Warriors defense on their heels a little bit. It's the second big run play they've given up in this game.
A lot of space over there. We didn't have anybody.
Yeah, somebody must have been out of position. Now wide out on both sides. The one on the left goes in motion. There's a fake handoff. He's quarterback's wrapped up and brought down.
Mather.
John Mather with his second sack of the game. He seems a little unblockable there to me. Blodgett slow getting up after that sack. Loss. That's going to be a loss of about six, I think, Ron. So going to bring up second and 16. Klatskanai was trying to roll Blodgett out to the right, and Mather faster, I think, than Blodgett, and had a better angle. Klatskanai now goes four wides, so that's one out near the sideline, about 10 yards, 15 yards from the sideline, and then one in the slot with one running back. They bring the right slot guy in motion, push him back out. It's a quick throw out in the right flat, and that's interesting. That block happened before the catch, and if I were Joel, I think I'd be complaining about that. So the man in motion went downfield and blocked the cornerback before the ball was caught. And I'm not sure you can do that at any level of football. It's going to be a gain of about eight, Ron. Going to bring up third and eight. So I'm not sure. The officials need to watch that. That, I don't think, is a legal play to make contact as a blocker before the ball is caught.
Well, if he catches it behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure you can block, though. It's still a pass. There's a run, hard run up the middle.
25.
It's going to be a first down, number 25 on the carry. That is Hellman, their backup quarterback, and he gets a first down. Ball is going to be spotted at about the 9-yard line or so. It's going to be a first and goal for Klatskanai.
Six, seven, eight, nine, maybe.
9:46 to go in the first half and counting. 6-0 Warriors. Four turnovers in this game, two fumbles by the Warriors, a fumble and an interception for Klatskanai. Warriors looking for another turnover here to stop this drive. Two wides right, one left. Blodgett takes the high snap. He's going to run it himself. He is wrapped up and brought down, and that was, I think, Streeter was the first guy. Nope, 25, Valencia, the first guy to get to him. So good hustle there by Seth Valencia to get inside, and they get a tackle for no gain. They're going to say... I think that might even be a loss of one on that play. Looks to me like the ball is at the 10-yard line now. So second and goal from the 10, even though our scoreboard says the 9. I think the ball is at the 10. Two wides right, one running back, and then we've got all kinds of blue jerseys coming across. I'm thinking that's the way that Klatskanai is responding. I think that's an offside on the Warriors. So a 5-yard penalty against the Warriors will make it second and goal from the 5. So that's a painful penalty. Ball spotted about 6 inches or so inside the 5-yard line. Second and goal. Klatskanai subbing in a couple of guys, number 25 coming into the game. That's Hellman. He had the big run just a couple minutes ago. You watch him jog into the game. He doesn't look overly athletic, but boy, when he had the ball in his hands, he did. He's the running back, one of the running backs. They've got two in the backfield with Blodgett, the quarterback. Two wide receivers right. Man in motion, Blodgett, hands off, and the running back is wrapped up almost immediately. He's actually a receiver coming on a sweep.
Streeter.
I think Valencia back in there too. It's going to be a tackle for a loss of a yard or two. Let's see. It's going to be third and goal. Ball's now at the 7-yard line. So a loss of 2.5 yards on that play. Warriors defense stiffening, getting good penetration there. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Klatskanai threatening to tie this game up, maybe even go ahead. Two running backs, power formation now. Three running backs. They give it to the deep back. That's Hellman. He plows ahead down inside the 5. I'm going to say a gain of 2 on that run. It depends on where they spot it. Let's see. It's 4th and goal, and they're going to spot it right at the 5, so 2 yards on that play. That was just a full house backfield there. They had three running backs in the triangle formation. Went with the deep back, and I think they're in that same formation now, Ron. Quarterback's under center. It's the only time he's been under center all game so far, this formation. Blodgett, hard count, can't get a jump on it. Now he takes his time, still under center. Getting close. He gets a snap off. It's Hellman. Hellman's going to get in, Ron. Standing.
Wow.
Nobody hit him hardly going in on the left tackle. He followed his left tackle out, and I'm not sure what happened on the defensive side there, but hardly laid a hand on him. He goes in standing up from 5 yards out.
Big hole on the left side.
Yep.
So they lulled us to sleep with a long count.
And there was no penetration, and there was no linebacker support coming up there on that left side of the line. So game tied at 6. They're going to go for the extra point here. Warriors did not go for the extra point. They went for the 2-point conversion after the offside penalty made it a 1.5-yard try, but they got stuffed. So it's a 6-6 game right now. Kicker's Charta gets it up. Looks good. Is. So it's a 7-6 game in favor of Klatskanai with 7:10 to go here in the first half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football. We'll be right back.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Warriors trailing 7-6 to the Klatskanai Tigers here in the second quarter. This story of this game, Ron, has been turnovers and penalties. 4 turnovers for both teams combined, 2 by each team. And I've lost track of how many penalties. Probably 7 or 8 penalties in this game already. And a lot of...
9
penalties. A lot of flags flying. And a lot of them are just... We have not seen holding calls. We have not seen face masking. We haven't seen pass interference or roughing the passer. It's been false starts, offsides, a delay of game, just what we would call sloppy penalties, right?
Yep.
They're not penalties from people playing hard. They're from penalties from people not focused. And it's been on both teams. Both teams have hurt themselves so far with penalties. All right, set to kick off. Number 85, Evenson. Drives this one over to the right side, taken by McNulty. Nope, drops it. Now he picks it up at the 24-yard line. Works his way to the left sideline and forced out of bounds at the 29. So good sportsmanship there by number 42. That's Bryce Puckett helping him McNulty back up after he took kind of a hard fall there quite a ways out of bounds. But McNulty gets it back. So the Warriors have decent starting field position this time at the 30 instead of the 19 that they started on their first drive.
Both teams have shown the ability to move the ball on one another. It's just hanging on to the ball and cut out the mistakes. Because they drove it right down and fumbled. We drove it right down, fumbled.
All right, Warriors in their wing T formation with no tight end. This is going to be
inside
Hatch
counter.
Inside. There's nothing there on the counter, Ron. A little extracurricular activity between Jackson and Kershaw. And we've got Hatch down on the field. He ran that counter and a little shaken up, grabbing kind of his stomach, it looks like. So I'm not sure. He moved both legs. I don't know if he got the wind knocked out of him. Bruce Hubbard out to take a look at Brian. Brian, critical to the Warriors' ability. He's checking his right knee. That's not a good sign. He moved both legs after he went down, but He's checking lower now, down by the ankle. So hopefully just a sprain. Brian in a lot of pain, though, you can see from where we are as he kind of writhes a little bit. And Bruce giving that a good check over, talking to Brian, trying to get more information. And both teams are going to go to the sideline now and talk to coaches. They can't leave the field, but they can go to the sideline, and the officials are telling him, go ahead and go to your sideline, talk to your coaches while we deal with Brian. And so it looks like they're going to help Brian up, so that's a good sign. See if he walks on this at all. Nope, I don't think he's going to walk off the field. So I think that's probably might be the end of what we see of Brian tonight. I don't know. He's putting a little bit of weight on it, so we'll see. They might, you know, you could get some pretty bad stingers, Ron, that feel like you've got a good sprained ankle, and about 10 minutes later the pain is gone, and you you tape it up and you're ready to go back in. So we'll see what kind this one is. So, but that's good news. It's not a knee injury. Brian able to, with some help, put a little weight on that ankle as he walks off the field.
Your conversations with McGill, is Nelson ready to play tonight?
I think he's ready, but I think they'd really like to not push it in a non-league contest.
Uh-huh.
And so I expected to see him play. I did not get a chance to ask Joel about Jason to see what his status was. I know he's practiced all week, but I don't think he's had any setbacks. I think it's just one of those cautious things. So we'll see if we see him or not. Wing T formation, I think that's Valencia in for Hatch. And this handoff is going to go. Nope, it's a quarterback pass. It's got White down the field, overthrows him.
Long pass.
Man. It was a long pass. That ball went about 35 yards in the air. White not able to get great separation, and Parr overthrew him there. And what happened on that route is White was running down the field, and then when the ball was first released, he started running to the right a little bit and then went back to his left, and the ball exceeded where Sam was able to get to. Even if Sam had stayed in a straight line, I'm not sure he would be able to get to that ball. Not easy to throw a ball 35 yards down the field and drop it into your receiver's arms because there was some coverage back there. Warriors with a third and 10 now from their own 30-yard line. Parr drops back, throws over the middle. That's going to be off. That's going to be pass interference. There's the flag comes in. That was Peyton Richardson running down the seam route, and somebody just chucked him at about the 47-yard line. Just hit him like he was on the line of scrimmage. Two hands just gave him a shove just as the ball was thrown. And so number 42, I believe, on that pass interference penalty, Bryce Puckett. So that'll be a first down for the Warriors after they mark this off. It's not a spot of the foul penalty. It's a 15-yarder, but that's about the same. It's actually going to put the Warriors right at about the 45-yard line. First and 10 now.
He was starting to run by. I think that it had the potential of being a good play.
Yeah, it's hard to say how that would have turned out because Peyton just got blown up.
Yeah.
All right, Parr now in the wing T formation. Mather, I think, is the setback. Now they bring Valencia in motion. They hand to Mather. Mather still plowing ahead across the 35, the 40,
nice
down to the 40-yard line. The 45 down to the 40. Sorry, I got a little excited there. I thought we were on the side of the field. That's a nice 15, 16-yard run for Mather. Ball's going to be spotted at the 39-yard line. First carry of the game for John Mather.
So
11 yards on that one, Ron.
I thought we had it on the 40.
We had it on the 45, didn't we?
No, 40.
No, it was.
Yeah,
all right.
I think
ball's
so.
Now at the. No, it was at the 45.
Okay.
Ball was at the 45, so 16-yard gain. There's the handoff right up the middle again. Mather carrying guys with him is going to pick up about five on the play. Mather taking Streeter's place in the backfield there. Nope. Hold on a second. Yeah, that was Mather. Thought I saw West back in there for a second. McNulty brings in the play. Warriors getting some traction here. Got some momentum there from that big pass interference penalty against Peyton Richardson. Now just a single wing formation. They bring Valencia in motion. They hand off to Mather again. Mather running hard, but he's stacked up and torn down for maybe a half. I'm going to say no gain on the play, Ron.
Yeah.
It's going to bring up third and five. Clock ticking down to under 5.5 minutes now in the first half.
A lot of penetration again for that little linebacker. We're just not picking up the second line of defense. We had a good initial hole.
Yeah, Mather got to the line of scrimmage untouched. There was no penetration there.
Mm-hmm.
but linebackers came up and filled well on that side. I formation now. Richardson split out to the right. They give to Sam White.
Ran into his own guy.
Sam runs into the back of his right tackle. And then tries to cut off of him.
No gain.
And that was because, and that's number 52. That's Yvonne Ramirez. Yvonne got pushed back there.
Yep.
And
no
he didn't
move at the line of scrimmage.
Yep. Well, he got pushed back a good 2 yards, and that's when Sam ran into him. So obviously Sam was planning on coming right off of Yvonne's rear there, and Yvonne's rear ended up 6 feet closer. All right. 4th and 5 for the Warriors. Single back, Parr rolls to his right.
A lot of time.
He's got it. Richardson in the flat, first down, and he's out of bounds at about the 21-yard line or so. Great job. I love that. That's the first time we've seen that play all year.
Yes.
That was your wide receiver running an out with the quarterback rolling. I love seeing Peyton Richardson get involved there. He's such a dangerous play.
I'd say gain of 10.
I got to mark it right at the 20, I think, Ron. 21, let's see. 21-yard line. Warriors. Back in a wing T formation now. There's a handoff to Mather. He's stacked up in the backfield, brought down. Might be, I think they're going to say no gain on the play, Ron. So 2nd and 10. And Dave Mather's down here doing the chains, and big hand motion about what's going on out there as his son gets stacked up at the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 10. Good penetration there by the Tigers' front four. Take that back. Now we've got a timeout taken.
Timeout.
I think it's going to be on Klatskanai timeout. You are correct. All right. With that, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Warrior Football. It's 7-6 Klatskanai, 3:49 to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, wherever you are tonight. This is Amity Warrior Football. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber with 3:49 to go in the first half. Warriors trailing 7-6 in what's been a turnover and penalty-plagued game for both teams. They've been even in pretty much every sense of the word, Ron, both in terms of their mistakes and their good plays. Warriors bring Valencia in motion. The hand of Valencia is hitting the backfield.
Goodness.
Great penetration by number 40. I think not number 40. That is...
That's that linebacker. It's number 8.
Is it number 8 coming up there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Shockley coming in, making the play.
Loss,
and that's a loss of 5 on the play, Ron. 3rd and 15 for the Warriors. And so now I'm thinking we're going to a pass play. It's just not the same without Brian Hatch running that sweep, is it?
Well, it's a deep handoff. And
well, that time wouldn't have mattered who was running it.
No.
Because Seth got hit right as he took the ball, and that shouldn't happen. Big guys lined up over the left guard. So in case we want to see him, Parr's going to take a timeout.
We were confused.
And that's probably a good timeout. You've got 3:08 left to go in the first half. It's 3rd and 15. And I don't know if somebody was not lined up properly or if the defense gave him a look he wasn't expecting, but Tyler decided to burn a timeout. And that's okay. They've got 3 timeouts to use, and they've got – 1 more left. They've taken 2, according to the scoreboard.
I don't remember Amity
taking one before, but they've got at least 1 timeout left, maybe 2. We're going to stay right here. Beautiful night for football. Nice crowd on hand. Been an entertaining game, if not a cleanly played one.
The wind is not, compared to last week,
It
is dead.
The wind last week was interesting. Ooh. That blew some passes and some punts all kinds of different directions. All right, Warriors come out of their timeout. I think we're all expecting a pass of some sort here. Ball is at the 25-yard line. It's 3rd and 15 for the Warriors, 25-yard line of Klatskanai. Mather the setback.
If he gets the time, he can throw it.
Handed to Mather.
Draw.
Mather right up the middle on the draw, and he's going to get about 5 yards back. So I think we're going to bring up 4th and 9, Ron. So 6-yard gain for Mather. So the Warriors are going to go for this on 4th and 9, I think. I don't think they'll kick the field goal here. Parr breaks the huddle. Valencia coming out wide to the left. Richardson in the slot. Mather in the backfield.
We got receivers and catch the dang thing.
Is he going to roll left on this? He does.
Here he comes.
Needs a block from Mather. Throws it out. It is. It's going to be picked off. He got hit as he threw that ball. Richardson couldn't get back to it. And the interception occurs just inside the 20-yard line. It occurred about the 15. He's going to be brought down at about the 18, 19-yard line. And John Mather was responsible for making that block, and he really didn't make it well enough to protect Tyler. Tyler ended up getting hit as he threw. And I think what has to happen on that is Tyler's just going to have to throw the ball quicker in those situations or roll farther, give a pump fake, and then roll a little farther out to create a little operating space. But Parr picked off for the first time tonight. So one interception for both quarterbacks now. Third turnover for the Warriors, Ron, in the first half.
We got time. What we got? 2 minutes.
2:21 to go in the first half. Four wide outs. They give an inside handoff. I think that's Hellman. It's either Hellman or Charta. That is Hellman on the carry. He gets up to about the 25-yard line. Gain of five. Second and five. And they're going into their hurry-up offense. Everybody looking at their wristbands there to get the play. Referee gives the whistle, and pistol formation now. Blodgett. That's got to be a false start. How did they not get that? There's a pass out in the left flat. It's caught, and he's forced out of bounds at about the 20, 29, 30-yard line. We'll see where they spot that. It's going to be short of the 30, so I think it's going to bring up third and short. They had two men in motion on that run. They had a man coming in motion toward the sideline, and they had a receiver starting forward on a false start right in front of the official, and he doesn't throw the flag on that. I don't know if the officials are tired of throwing the flags, kind of like the Seattle defense up there for the Seahawks. If you mug them every time, pretty soon they're going to let you get away with some, right? That was a poor officiating play there. Back to the spread formation, two receivers on each side. Here comes the blitz from the Warriors.
Mather,
Blodgett throwing off his back foot. It's intercepted. Is that? Or no, he dropped it. He had that. That was Tommy Jackson. Had it in both hands. He got hit as he was catching it. Couldn't hang on to it.
That was nice defense by 21. I mean, 21 was the receiver.
He became the defensive back real quick. Jackson read that well. Playing a little center field there from his left safety position, left cornerback position.
One would assume they're going to punt.
Fourth and three. I would think they would here. This is a dangerous place to go for it from your own 28-yard line.
They're punting. 25 is a punter.
That's Hellman. They're trying to get enough guys. They've only got there. They got their gunner out there on the right side now. They were short one man.
Good snap.
Good punt. We've got a penalty. I think it's going to be an illegal shift.
Get away.
Ball's going to bounce at the 39-yard line and get down right there as it started to bounce back in Amity's favor. But I think Amity gets this kick again because I think this is going to be they were calling this on not enough guys on the field, maybe?
Well, it could, or too many.
They're still counting, or too many.
Yeah, I think they had 12.
So they brought a guy in for no reason?
Yeah.
Looking for a signal.
It's too many.
And he's over to talk to, the referee's over to talk to Joel. I think Warriors may not take this penalty because if they eat up more time, they've only got a minute 31 to go in the first half, Ron. Mm-hmm. If they take the kick again, they're going to lose another 10 seconds. So let's see.
They're confused again.
A little disorganization on the Tigers' part there. And the coach pleading with the official saying, we only had 11, and the official saying, nope. When the other guy came on the field, it made 12. Coach shaking his head at the official. Official shrugs his shoulders and says, that's what we saw. So now he comes over to talk to the head coach from Klatskanai. Who is their head coach there? Tim Warren. I know their superintendent, Lloyd Hartley, Dr. Hartley, a good friend of mine. Had many conversations with their superintendent over the years at different professional development opportunities.
We're going to take the penalty because they've not marked where the choice is.
They've come all the way back, right. They didn't take it where the ball was down, so Warriors are going to back them up 5 yards, I guess. The referee still talking with Warren. Coach Warren now finally goes to the sideline. not happy at all. He's convinced he only had 11 on the field. So they're going to mark off. I'm waiting for them to mark this off. Should just be a five-yard penalty, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Joel thinks that he can get a worse punt out of this. They were going to start about their own 40-yard line.
It was a nice punt.
It wasn't a bad punt. And there was no return on it at all.
No.
That's the first time they had seen the punter. That's a big penalty, isn't it? Is that 15 yards?
15 yards.
Oh, that's why they took the penalty, Ron. It's a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct. And now a timeout taken by Klatskanai. So with that timeout, we're going to take a quick break also, come back, get this all sorted out as we get started here on the Warriors' drive to end the first half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back. Amity Warrior Football, Jeff Clark, Ron Huber. Here at Amity High School, where the Warriors trail the Klatskanai Tigers 7-6. We just had a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty against Klatskanai for too many men on the field on a punt. And so the Warriors would have had the ball at their own 39-yard line after the punt. Instead, it's a 15-yard penalty. Now they're going to kick from their own 15, Ron.
Well, how about a bad snap?
A bad snap, a blocked punt, a shanked punt, all kinds of things that can happen here. You put pressure on that long snapper to make a good snap, and now the official blows the whistle from the far sideline and jogs in to talk to the other officials. So it's one thing to have penalties. It's another thing for the officials not to all be on the same page after a timeout, Ron. That's not good.
Is he thinking it's half the distance? No. Okay, we're good.
All right, ball's at the 15. Was at the 30. Now they will snap the ball. Warriors have two guys back to return this.
Good snap.
There's a good snap. Gets off the punt.
Ooh.
Good punt. Fielded at the 45-yard line.
That's
Jason Nelson, I think. Brings the ball back up to the 35, maybe. Klatskanai player down on the field. I think that was Jason Nelson on the return. Nice return. And one of the Tigers got shaken up a little bit on that tackle. He's right there by where Nelson went down. So nice punt return for Jason.
Well, that ended up being, if we would have gotten it on the 40.
We're going to have it on the other 35, so that's a 25-yard swing, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And it only took 11 seconds off the clock. So a minute 20 left to go in the first half. Warriors have the ball at the 35-yard line of Klatskanai, and they are going to have a first and 10 there. And I'll tell you what's worked. Has throwing the ball to Peyton Richardson, with exception of one time, has been a successful thing. They've had a touchdown, they've had a long pass interference penalty, and then they had the throw out into the flat to him. So three out of the four times they've thrown it to him, something good's happened.
I'd like to see him stay short. That
the little flag route going
go
out.
Go down short.
Yep. I think you roll Tyler out hard, you drag one of the receivers or the tight end across, and you get out of bounds too right away, which saves some clock here. So a player is shaken up on that number 42, Bryce Puckett, coming out of the game. Looks like he's okay. Maybe got the wind knocked out of him a little bit there, took a hit. Wing T formation. White and Valencia, the halfbacks, with the three back being West Streeter. They give it to West right up the middle. Plowing ahead across the 30, down inside the 30. Going to be marked at about the 28, maybe.
Gain
of 7 on that, Ron. 7-yard gain on that second and 3 for the Warriors. They get up to the line quick. There's a snap. Fake the handoff. Parr rolls to his right. There's the pass in the flat. That's Jackson, I think, and he's down inside the 15-yard line. Nope, they're going to mark at the 16. And I think the Warriors, with 52.8 seconds to go, hustle back up to the line of scrimmage. It's a first down, so it stopped the clock. The officials haven't started it yet. And they're already up under center. Now they start the clock, and Parr's under center, so only a couple seconds get off there. Parr rolls out to his left, throws to the corner of the end zone, and the receiver gets tangled up, and there's a late flag that comes in. McNulty got tangled up with the defensive back, and both of them ended up on the ground, and the flag didn't come out for about 3 seconds.
Who's going to break
and
to the
I think,
outside?
Are they going
to
call this on McNulty? Joe with his hands in the air saying...
No flag.
No flag. Going to pick it up. I think that's probably the right call. It looked like they just got tangled up.
And it was almost like it was an uncatchable ball. I don't know if he would have...
Well, they might have called that. It was headed to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
But McNulty was not open when Tyler threw that ball.
No. So we're looking at second,
second and 10 from the 15, 42 seconds to go in the first half. But that's okay. You know, it used up about 9 seconds off the clock on that play, but it's a dead ball. They get a chance to now get in their power eye formation. White, the deep set back. They fake it to him. Tyler throws to the corner. It's for Richardson. He goes up, comes down. Did he catch it? Did he catch it? No, they're going to say he was out of bounds in the back of the end zone. Just a little too deep. Peyton Richardson's uncoverable on those jump balls, Ron.
I know.
And that's a great play call. It was just a little deep. Tyler's throw led him out the back of the end zone. It was close, but it was out of bounds. Third and ten.
Get the first down.
35 seconds to go. So they've taken a couple shots at the end zone here from the 15-yard line. One to McNulty, one to Richardson. Now Richardson in the left slot. McNulty on the right side. Valencia on the left side.
Don't have enough guys over here.
Parr drops back.
Be in trouble.
Shovel pass. And it's a touchdown. That West?
No. That's
no.
Sam Bam White.
Sam White? Is that who that
yeah,
is?
It is.
Nice shovel pass from Tyler Parr.
Tyler Parr.
To Sam White for the touchdown. And that totally fooled the Tiger defense. They never saw that coming. They thought they had a quarterback sack, didn't they?
15 yards.
So great job by Tyler Parr, and Sam White scores from the running back position.
They thought they had a sack.
They thought they had him.
Yeah.
And Parr sold it well and then just flipped the ball forward to White, and White ran untouched almost into the end zone from 15 yards out. Warriors will go for the extra point now, Duncan to kick. There's the snap. They get it down. It's up, and is it good or not?
No.
No good. Went left. He pulled that one left. Didn't get much height on it. And so with 28 seconds left in the first half, the Warriors go up 12-7. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll be back in just a minute.
That was a nice call.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Exciting Amity Warrior football here tonight. Warriors take a 12-7 lead on a, what was that, Ron, a 45-yard drive?
No, 34. We remember we had a good punt return.
But a nice drive by the Warriors.
Short
and
field.
A 15-yard touchdown pass, Tyler Parr to Sam White. Tyler Parr has two touchdown passes tonight, Ron. When was the last time we said that about an Amity quarterback?
No.
Doesn't happen very often. But Brian Hatch out of the game, the most effective runner for the Warriors on the perimeter, and he's out with a sprained ankle. They go for the onside kick. It's not going to make it 10 yards, so that'll be a penalty, or do they just get it right there?
They'll get it.
They get it at the 48-yard line, so Warriors went for an onside kick with 28 seconds to go, and it was not successful in terms of getting the 10 yards it needs to go down the field in order to be able to be recovered by the offense or by the kicking team. So, Klatskanai with 28 seconds. They have one timeout left. They have 48 yards to go for a touchdown. I'm not sure what their field goal kicker's range is, how far they need to be down the field in order to give him a chance. He looked pretty good on the extra point, though. So, four wides, two on each side. Bring one in motion out towards the right side. The handoff inside, and the running back tied up, brought down right at the line of scrimmage.
Seth Valencia and Streeter.
Bringing down Hellman right at the line of scrimmage, and a timeout taken by Klatskanai with 21 seconds left to go in the second quarter. It's an interesting timeout. I'm not sure why you take that.
Well, the clock is running. 20 seconds. If they wouldn't have been able to get the line of scrimmage,
they would have had to take a timeout either way.
One play.
And so I don't know if they're going to throw a Hail Mary, but that's kind of interesting when you run the ball up the middle and then call a timeout with 20 seconds to go. Not really sure the strategy there by Coach Warren. But I'm not the football coach, Ron. And so I don't have to make that decision. Maybe he's telling them to take a knee and don't drop it.
Announcers announce and coaches coach.
And sometimes announcers do a good job, and sometimes coaches do a good job. And sometimes none of us do a good job. It happens.
Hey, speaking of announcers, your ex-quarterback's, I like to listen to him.
Tony Romo's a smart guy, isn't he?
He's good.
I don't know if he could do play-by-play, though. That's a whole different skill set there, Ron.
But he has a different – his insight is just a lot more current than Phil Sims.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, three wides right. Quarterback drops. Blodgett wants to throw long. He's got some pressure. He's rolling out to his right. Now he throws out in the flat. He's got a receiver at the 34-yard line, and he's brought down at the 27-yard line. That moves the sticks with 10.8 seconds to go. Nice pass for Blodgett.
To Combs.
Yep. Good rollout by Blodgett to buy time for that pass completion.
I missed it.
We'll get in a second. They spike the ball. So the ball is at the 27-yard line, Ron, and it was at the 48.
Yeah,
so 21 yards on that play. So they spike the ball, second and 10 now on the incomplete pass spike. They've got 8 seconds left on the clock. Probably only time for one play if it's a completed pass or a run. It won't be a run, but if it's completed, it'll only be time for the one play. So they either have to score a touchdown or that's about it. They have no timeouts left.
I think this Combs kid's a threat. If we need to.
So Combs and Charta out to the right. Two wideouts out to the left. And now we've got a flag too much time.
Delay a game.
So they back themselves up another 5 yards. So that'll put them back close to the 32-yard line, Ron. Not sure that changes their play call at all, but they're huddling up for some reason anyway. I think it's the same play no matter from the 32 or the 30 or the
three receivers on this side.
Ball at the 37. Three receivers ride right, one left. Hellman in the backfield for protection.
Time for a sack.
Blodgett.
Time for a sack.
Rolling to his left. Here comes the pressure. He is not going to be able to throw this ball. Runs out of bounds, and that is the end of the first half. So good defense by the Warriors. Good coverage downfield.
Probably gained about eight.
They're going to – yeah, sure. They're not going to spot the ball, so everybody's headed to the locker room. So whatever you put – oh, you got to have more faith, my friend. All right, we are set to kick off here. Duncan to kick off for the Warriors. So I'm guessing both coaches talked to their teams about penalties and about securing the football, as there were a lot of fumbles in that first half and interceptions and a lot of sloppy play on both sides. So a 12-7 lead should have been probably more points scored by both teams in that first half.
But where are we going to kick it this time? I'd kick it over here on the left side.
I'd kick it out of bounds, Ron.
I would not kick it deep.
I'd kick this ball out of bounds. We'll see what Coach McGill wants Duncan to do. And he's going to drive the ball deep down the right side towards the 20, and it bounces down into about the 15. Bringing it back across the right side to the 25, to the 30. And he's going to be brought down at about the 38-yard line, Ron. So a nice return there. And I think... is that number 20 on the return? It wasn't 20. They don't have a 20. I'm not sure who the returner was on that. But a good job of bringing that ball back. Really used his blockers well on that. So Klatska and I are going to start from their own 39-yard line to start this third quarter. Warriors defense did a good job of penetrating, but gave up a couple of big plays in the run there in the first half. Klatska and I with two wide receivers, two running backs. Here comes the blitz up the middle. Running back number three around the left side.
My.
That's Charta, and Charta out across the 50 to the 48-yard line, Ron. First and 10 for Klatska and I on a nice run by Charta.
Too much. too much right off that side. Linebacker jumped inside, and there was no linebacker at home.
Well, that's where the safety has to read that and come up and run support there. They've got a lot of motion, some misdirection, things like that, trying to get you to lean one way and think they're going one way.
Well, someone beat Parr pretty bad over there. Parr was, it was on his side.
So two wideouts again, two running backs, tight end on the left side of the line. Excuse me. They bring the left wide receiver in motion, inside handoff to Hellman. Hellman off that left tackle again, breaks another tackle, and then is drugged down at the 44-yard line, 43-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of 5 on the play, Ron. Bring up 2nd and 5. I don't know who had a hold of his jersey.
Shane Plank.
Shane got a hold of some white jersey and didn't let go, luckily. Spun the running back Hellman around, and then some other blue jerseys came in and finished him off.
What did we gain on them?
That was a 5-yard gain. Okay. They're going to back this off. There's another penalty, Ron.
Holding.
Holding call against Klatskanai. It's going to be enforced from the 49. So after a 5-yard run, they're going to end up with about a 12-yard penalty on this, Ron. So it's going to bring up a 1st down? That was a 1st down. So 1st and 22.
Almost back to where they started.
No, they're back. They're back beyond where they started. Oh, you mean on the capture of the kickoff, right?
Yeah.
They are. They're right back at the 39-yard line. 1st and 22 for the Tigers. Another penalty. That's got to really be frustrating for Coach Warren. 4 wideouts now, 2 on each side. Blodgett brings one of them in motion.
Oh,
see, that's a false start, and they're not calling it. There's a pass out in the flat to Combs. Combs with a little bit of room, gets across the 50, brought down at the 47. They are letting that wide receiver start before the ball is snapped, Ron.
They're going across the line of scrimmage even before the ball is snapped.
And this official on this near sideline is not calling that.
So that's a gain of about 14.
I'd say all of that, maybe even 15. It's going to be 2nd and 7. Ball at the 46, a little bit, 46.5-yard line right in there. They go back to that 4 wides. I want to watch this here because this is not arena
like,
football.
Arena. Or I was going to say Canadian.
Anyway, they get the running start at the line of scrimmage.
Canadian
can't
football.
Do that in high school football. This time they hand off to Hellman. Hellman off that left guard. He's got room to run. Makes a cut. Makes another cut out to the right side and across the 20. Knocked down hard finally. John Mather comes and takes him down at the 14-yard line.
From the 46.
Hellman does not look as quick as he is, but, boy, when he cuts with decisiveness.
So 30 yards? I'm going to call it 30.
Ball's at the 14, Ron.
32 yards.
Huge gain there by Hellman. He ran between the left guard and tackle and ended up back on the right sideline as he worked his way up the field making guys miss. He made at least 4 blue jerseys miss cleanly, like they didn't even touch him. Very shifty back. 4 wides, 2 on each side. Receiver coming in motion. A hand to Charta. He's wrapped up in the backfield. Ball's loose! And I think Blodgett got back on that. We'll see. Blodgett was right there. Warriors want this ball bad. But it is going to be 2nd down.
Quarterback got on it.
Quarterback got back. That's what it looked like, too. Quarterback, good sport there. Helps Nyseth back up. Is that Nyseth?
Charter was the ball carrier.
Charter was the ball carrier, and he coughed it up in the backfield. Ball's back to the 19-yard line. So it's going to be 2nd and 15 for Klatskanai. 12-7 Warrior lead. 9.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Long ways to go in this one. 4 wideouts, 2 on each side. Charta in the backfield with Blodgett as a quarterback. Bring a man in motion. Send him back out towards the side. And a lot of pressure. Blodgett rolls to his right. Throws down the sideline. Incomplete. Off the hands of the intended receiver. Was... Got to see the number on him as he trots back
that
here.
Eight. That's 8.
8 is Shockley, the intended receiver. A good pass breakup down there by the Warriors. I think that was Tommy Jackson on the pass breakup. So 3rd and 15, 9:04 to go in the third quarter.
He escaped contain, and so consequently they had plenty of time to throw that ball.
He did, but it was good defense by the Warriors' defensive backfield there to stop that. 3rd and 15, 4 wides again, 2 on each side. Hellman now in the backfield. I think Hellman gets the ball here. Nope, they throw right. Receiver, 42, wrapped up after a short gain, gets back probably 5 or 6 yards there. We'll see where they spot it. That is Puckett on the reception. It's going to bring up 4th and 8, Ron. So a gain of 7 on that play. 4th and 8. Ball is spotted at the 11-yard line, so they'll go for this, I think. Blodgett, the quarterback, has done a good job of managing this offense overall, except for the penalties and turnovers, most of which have not been his fault.
We need to get pressure on him.
4 wides.
He has time to throw. It's terrible.
He rolls to his left. There's pressure up the middle. Almost had him. Still rolling to his left. Looking to run. And he's going to be run out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior ball, I think. I think that's short. I think it's short, Ron. I think the ball's going to be spotted about the 5. Did the Warriors get that turnover on downs? We'll see. We will see. It is 1st down, Warriors. Turnover on downs. Warriors defense holds. They stiffen and make a big play on the quarterback Blodgett as he ran.
He gained about 6.
Well, let's see where they mark that. That ball was at the 11, and I think they're spotting it at the 5.
Yeah, 6 yards.
Let's see here. I'm waiting. Yep, 5-yard line. So 6-yard gain. Yeah, great job by the Warriors.
Lost contain again, though. He's out there.
Warriors have the ball. They run off right tackle. The gain out to about the 10 yards for...
Mather or Streeter?
I think that's White.
Sam White.
2nd and 6. Gain of 4 on the play. Warriors trying to get out of their shadow of their own end zone here after a great defensive stand. Stopped the Tigers short of the end zone on 4th down. Wing T formation, quarterback sneak right up the middle. Going to be a short gain. That'll get the ball out to about the 12-yard line. So a gain of 2 brings up 3rd and 4, I think. 7.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Here comes 79 back into the game. Ron, he's your 305-pounder. Tony Kristen comes back into the game. They rotate defensive linemen.
Isn't that something that we're talking about, a 305-pound high school kid?
He's a large boy.
That way.
Warriors.
Inside.
Handoff inside. Short run. And the Warriors are going to settle the punt here, I think, Ron. They got out to about the 15. It's going to bring up.
First down.
Did they get it?
They're putting their hands over their head like it's good.
First down. They got the 1st down on that. I thought they were short.
Was that Mather or Streeter?
We'll have to see who's in the game. It was that 3-back right up the middle. We'll see who comes out of that huddle. It was one of them there. Should be Streeter on this. Nope, that's Mather.
That's Mather
in the backfield. Good job by the junior, John Mather, to get the 1st down. I thought he was short. Warriors, wing T formation. Fumble. Ball's on the ground. Hopefully Tyler fell on that. Looks like he did. 2nd down.
Bad handoff.
Bad snap, yep. First time we've seen that all year, I think. A bad exchange between the center and the quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a loss of 1 on the play. 2nd and, they're going to say loss of 2, Ron. 2nd and 12. Ball now at the 13-yard line of Amity.
We're just not getting much movement on that line. That play, sure.
McNulty late coming in with the play there from the sideline. Warriors need to hustle up back to the line of scrimmage.
They will.
6:15 and counting in the third quarter. Warriors up 12-7 with the ball.
Yep.
And they get a hard count. I think they got the 5 yards. That will, if the case, let's wait for the signal here, but I think that's what it is. Okay. It is offside. So 5-yard penalty will make it 2nd and 7. Ron, ball at the 18-yard line. So that's a nice hard count by Tyler. He's been able to get them to jump 4 times tonight, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So Warriors now, with a 2nd and 7. Should be 2nd and 8. Whatever. Close enough. There's the handoff to Mather, I believe. Mather on the right side, stacked up at the line of scrimmage. Might have got a yard. We'll see what they give him.
I think that was Sam.
Was that Sam out of the power eye formation there?
Mm-hmm.
So Warriors get to the 20-yard line. No, 15, 20-yard line. Let's see what they make this. 3rd and 5.
Yeah.
3rd and 5.
Yeah, 2.
So the Warriors trying to power their way up the field here after starting at their own 6-yard line. Now the wing T formation. Nope, single wing formation now. And this is the give to White. Nope, to Mather up the middle. Mather's going to pick up about three. Four, it's going to bring up fourth and two. So what do you do here?
Punt.
I think you have to punt. And here comes the punt unit onto the field. So the Warriors are content to play a little field position game here. Peyton Richardson, the punter for the Warriors. Klatskanai sideline worried about a fake punt, but I don't think that's going to happen from their own 27, 28-yard line.
Good
There's
snap.
The snap. Richardson gets off a good punt,
nice punt.
Drives it over the head, inside the 40, and down to the 35-yard line where Cody Dyke covers that punt. Nice job by Peyton Richardson. Kicks it from wherever we were there, Ron, at the 28-yard line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the 28, down to the 35. So 15 and 12, right? 15
37
and,
yards.
Yeah, not a bad punt. No return. So he's not quite Clint Hatch, but he's a good young punter. He's got a decent leg on him. So Klatskanai starts. They marked that up at the 37-yard line. Cody got it right at the 35. Maybe he touched it before he covered it. 37-yard line of Klatskanai. They have four wideouts, two on each side, one running back. Blodgett, the quarterback. Blodgett rolls to his right under pressure from Mather. Throws out in the flat. Nobody there with Combs. And Combs gets out to the 45-yard line and pushed out of bounds. I don't understand that, Ron. When the quarterback rolls right, why are the defensive backs not rolling right also?
Gain of 12 or 11? I'm going to say 11.
Well, we'll see. I think they're going to move the chain, so it's 11-yard gain. So very strange to me that the defensive backs are not coming to that side of the field. Like, Blodgett's not going to roll to the right sideline and throw all the way back across the field.
Well, and Mather needs to take a little better pursuit angle because he shouldn't not. If he beats that contain, and then it's trouble.
Two running backs with Blodgett now, one wide receiver on each side. Hand off to Hellman. Warriors have not dealt with this well all night, but this time they do. They stack him up at the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a yard on this one. It's going to bring up second and 11, I believe.
That's the first time we've stopped that play.
Yes, it is.
The linebacker.
Oh, second and 12. Loss of two on the play.
I think that was Tyler Parr.
Yep. Number four coming in there making the stop. Well, we've seen it run at us enough where we haven't done anything to stop it. So it's nice that this time somebody came up and filled that guard hole. You know, the guard's clearing out. The tackle's pinning his guy outside, and the Hellman's trying to cut right off that tackle's rear. This time somebody filled the hole. Four wideouts for Blodgett.
Pass.
Takes the snap. Here comes a blitz up the middle. They got lots of pressure. He's going to get away to his left. Throws it down the field.
Wide
complete.
Open.
And again, the Warriors not tackling in the backfield well, Ron.
I think we might have a first down.
10 yards. It's going to be a 10-yard gain. It's going to be third and two. What? Why is he moving the chains? Why is he moving? Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's first down.
No. Not by where he's standing. What's he doing?
They should measure.
No. This official's got it all wrong. He's got it all wrong. This should be third and one.
There we go.
Tell you what, Ron.
He's not in trouble.
He's not paying attention.
He's got problems. If anything, we should measure.
Oh, it's not even close. And for him to just wave the chains down.
So who do you throw that ball?
They're going to bring the chains in. They're going to measure.
Was that number eight? No, I think it was number eight.
It was on that far side.
Yeah.
So this really bothers me, Ron. We're getting great pressure on the backfield. Blodgett rolls out hard, this time to his left, and there's a receiver wide open 15 yards or 10 yards down the field.
Pressure is we're losing contain. Bad angles, and he gets outside, and then he has time to throw to an open receiver.
But the problem is there shouldn't be an open receiver. You've taken away three-quarters of the field by him rolling that far to the sideline. The defensive backs have got to come up
and
stop playing soft when he rolls out hard to the side. Third and one for Klatskanai. This announcer is not very happy with how our defensive backs are dealing with it when he rolls out.
And I don't like our ends giving up the end. You can't.
So we're unhappy on multiple levels here.
You cannot let the quarterback get outside.
Yeah. And that's what he's done in the last two plays.
Yes. Because when he gets out there, he's got all the time in the world to pick out a receiver.
Four wide receivers, two on each side. One running back. I think it's Chara in the backfield with Blodgett.
I'd give it to three.
And now we've got offsides or false start. Let's see which one it is. Ron's pretty sure it's offside. Yeah. Yes, it is. So a five-yard penalty gives them a first down. That'll move the ball to the 39-yard line of Amity. And it'll be first and 10 there for Klatskanai. So an ugly drive for the Warriors right now in terms of the defensive side of the ball. They've let Blodgett roll out, escape pressure a couple of times and complete passes, and now a five-yard penalty to give him a first down. Four wideouts, Blodgett, the piss, and we've got another offsides. This is just a lack of discipline here by the Warriors. This one's going to be on 59.
59
or 58. I think it's 58. Shane Plank coming in there and just a little too excited. He's going to come out of the game and get a talking to, I think. So it's going to be first and five now. Ball spotted at the 34-yard line. So 2 5-yard penalties in a row on the Warriors' defensive line for offsides. 3:06 remaining in the third quarter, and the clock runs 12-7 Warriors. Right now the defense looking like they are still in the locker room a little bit. Four wideouts. The quarterback runs this one. He's hit at the line. Ball's loose. Picked up. Is that Valencia? There's a run down the right side. I think it's Seth Valencia down to the 30, and he's drugged down. Seth Valencia picks up the fumble, returns it to the 30-yard line of Klatskanai. What a huge turnover, Ron.
It's just quarterback.
He got hit hard.
Yes, it was just a quarterback
sneak.
A designed run.
He just took the ball and went.
Because he's deep in the when he gets the handoff. It was a bad snap. Was high, and I don't think he ever got the ball back down before he got drilled.
Ball pop loose. Seth Valencia returns that ball to the. They're going to mark it at the 32, Ron.
Well, this is a big. I think this is
huge turnaround. The Warriors can punch this in, Ron.
This is key.
2:47 to go in the third quarter. Warriors with the ball at the 32-yard line.
Is it on the 30?
32.
32.
Parr rolls left. Throws deep down the middle. He's got a receiver. He overthrows him. Seth Valencia open. And Tyler Parr overthrows the receiver, puts both hands on his helmet in angst as he realizes he missed a wide open Seth Valencia. Nice play call.
I am just not a fan of rolling left with your right-handed quarterback. I've watched the Jeff Flood McGill over and over.
But it does catch the defense off guard. So if you can execute it, it's good. There's a quick toss, though, to Sam White up the right side. Nice run by Sam. The ball's loose and out of bounds. Wow. That ball came flying out of Sam's hands. That was a bad pitch. It was down by his knees. He snagged it nicely and turned it up for some positive yardage. I think they're going to give him about seven on that, Ron. Six, maybe? We'll see. They put that right on the 30-yard line or the 20-yard line. So it's going to be – that ball was at the 27 to start, Ron. I think I said the 34 or the 32. So it was at the 27, a gain of 7 on the play, so 3rd and 3. So the Warriors now clearly in 4-down territory. 2.5 minutes to go. White got out of bounds on that run out to the right side. Wing T formation. Valencia in motion, handoff to Mather.
He kept the ball.
A quarterback keep. That was such a great fake. And there's a penalty coming in at the end of this, a couple of them. I don't know if that's a late hit by the Warriors.
Wow.
That would be a brutal penalty if that's on Amity. We'll see.
Somebody got a cheap shot.
Yeah, it came in after the play.
After the play.
And it is dead ball, personal foul against Amity. Somebody with a late hit, and that is a brutal, brutal penalty. So a 15-yard penalty on what was going to be about 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 is now 4th and they're going to spot that at the 33-yard line, Ron. We need to get to the – I can't tell where we need to get. Let's see what they put on the board. It's going to be 4th down because the play should count. That's the problem. I think it's after the play, so I think it's going to be 4th down. So it's at least like 18 yards, maybe?
Fourth down
and about 18 to go, Ron. That's what I'm going to go with.
Golly.
Brutal penalty. Would have been 4th and 1. Becomes a 4th and 18.
Somebody was blocking and took.
They just
clear after the whistle.
cleanly, clearly off the whistle. Two wide receivers left. Parr drops
Roll.
Back, looks left,
Payton.
Throws to Payton. He's
Got
open
it.
In the end zone.
Got
He's
it.
Open. Touchdown, Warriors! Payton Richardson pulls it in from 33 yards out. What a great pass by Tyler Parr. And Payton Richardson does the work in the end zone. Goes up high and brings it down, Ron. Three touchdown passes tonight.
How far was that?
33-yard touchdown pass.
All right.
Parr with his third touchdown pass, second one to Richardson. And for the first time this year, the Warriors have been able to get the ball downfield to Payton Richardson. What a fantastic play by the 6 foot 2 inch sophomore wide receiver and the 6 foot 200-pound quarterback who's a junior. Parr pitches it out to White. White trying to get to the corner, can't do it.
No way.
And the two-point conversion fails. 18-7 Warriors, 2:17 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back after this message.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Warriors score their third passing touchdown of the day. 2:17 to go in the third. Warriors now up 18-7 on the Clatskanie Tigers. And that was quite the turnaround, Ron. We went from what we thought was going to be a fourth and short to a fourth and 18 with a 15-yard personal foul late hit penalty on the Warriors. And from the 33-yard line, Tyler Parr takes a couple steps to his left, unloads a seam route deep to Payton Richardson for the touchdown. And Richardson did a great job going up over the defense, securing the ball. He's really coming into his own as a receiver. He's learning not to push off.
Yeah.
That was where he struggled last year and even the first game this year with a little pushing as he goes up for the ball. He's learning, and he's really becoming a nice receiver. Warriors kickoff, ball down to the 25-yard line, fielded at the 23, brought back up the left side, still running. That's Charta. He's going to be hit at the 50. Still going. Somebody's got a hold of the jersey out across the 40 down to the 35-yard line. Why are they not just kicking the ball out of bounds, Ron? I don't get it at all. They're going to start from the 35-yard line, and it was at the 22 that he picked it up. So the 22, that's 28 to midfield and another 15, Ron. So a 43-yard kickoff return by Charta.
And really, no deception. He just ran through Amity.
There was a lot of arm tackles that didn't work, as arm tackles are prone to do, right? So Warrior fans walking below us here on the visitor side of the field, walking the track where they can see the field there. Three wide outs. This time they hand off to the running back. This is Hellman. Hellman going to get enough for a first down. He's down hurt. To the 24-yard line, but he took a shot, didn't he? He's a little shaken up out there. I don't know if he cramped up. The way he's holding his leg almost looks like a cramp.
And who's number 8?
It's either a cramp or it's more serious.
Hurt.
Warriors got a man down also.
Is Hoff playing? Because that looks like number 8.
Well, I can't read him on the floor. So they are, one of the coaches is jogging back to the sideline for Clatskanie. I think it's a cramp on the Clatskanie player. They're rubbing his leg a little bit.
So gain of
11.
First down.
It's going to be a first down after they get this all figured out. And that does look like Hoff on the ground. He's getting checked out too. Good hard run by Hellman. Hellman now trying to get up, and he can't. He thought he was ready to get up with that cramp, and as soon as he started to put weight on that leg, he was right back down. Hellman not being in the game would be a huge loss to Clatskanie. Hoff is up, and he's going to jog off the field. So he wasn't cramping up. He just took a hit. But he's okay.
The conditions are perfect for cramps because the leg, it's cold.
Cool.
The turf is cool.
Yeah.
And you're hot. And
so Hellman now, gingerly, he's still stretching out there. He can't take a couple steps without that happening. So he is hobbling off the field. That's a bad leg cramp right there. He's limping like his right leg barely works at all. I don't think we'll see him return to the game.
He's a tough runner.
Oh, boy.
A load of steam.
He's one of the shiftier runners we've seen, but he runs with good power, too. Mm-hmm. Nice combination back there of the power and the quick cuts. But coming back from a hard cramp like that late in the game, really hard to do. You think you're ready to go, and then as soon as you try to do something, it just tightens back up on you. Minute 56 to go in the third quarter. Two wides right, tight end left, two running backs. They bring a wide receiver in motion. There's a shovel pass completed, and the running back gets down. Another first down. This is going to be at the 13-yard line.
It's number eight.
That is Shockley with the shovel pass reception there. Tyler Parr almost knocked that ball down. He was coming on the penetration there.
Gain of 11.
Gain of 11, first and 10. Ball at the 12-yard line officially.
That was Amity's touchdown play.
Yes, it was. So wide receiver on each side of the field now. Shockley in the backfield with Blodgett. Blodgett takes the snap, hands to the running back, and he runs hard right up the middle all the way down
Charta.
Inside the 5-yard line. I thought that was Shockley in the backfield. You're right, that's Charta. They're going to have a first and goal at the, 2-yard line? First and goal at the 2. A gain of 11 on that play. 10. Call it 10, Ron. They got right to the maybe 10 and a half. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Klatskanai with a quick drive here.
got themselves short field
to start with because of that huge kickoff return. So now they go full house backfield. Three running backs, quarterback under center. Blodgett takes the snap, hands to the setback. He dives forward for the touchdown, I think. There's the signal. Touchdown, Klatskanai. Short field. They ran the ball well.
And who did he hand off to? Was it 8?
We'll see who they say here. I don't know if that was Charta that was in the backfield. So Hellman coming back into the game with that cramped up leg. So tough kid. I think he's their kicker. That's the problem. So the kicker has a cramp in his left calf. We'll see. Or his right calf. He's stretching it out even now. So we'll see how he kicks with a cramped up kicking leg. There's the ball. Low snap. He gets it up. Good kick. And it is good. So 54 seconds to go in the third. Warriors now lead 18-14. And they'll be on the receiving end of this ensuing kickoff. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We're going to actually stay right here. They tend to flip this real quick from the touchdown extra point conversion to the kickoff. There's not much of a timeout here. It's 30 seconds or less, and so we'll stay right here. So Warriors defense, Ron, really back on their heels on that drive.
Well, when you give the other team a short field.
And that was all running by Charta and Hellman and Shockley. They just ran the ball right down the throats of the Warriors, and the Warriors need to respond right here with some sort of a scoring drive coming back at them. Preferably a long one.
How much time? 54 seconds.
In the third. So we've got a full quarter to go here. White and Jason Nelson back deep to receive. They haven't let Jason run the ball in this game. He's got one punt return, but they've kept him out of the backfield. He's coming back from a sprained ankle. Klatskanai breaks their kickoff huddle and spreads out. Foster Evenson set to kick. The Klatskanai players, I think they're chanting woodshed.
Woodshed.
As in, take them out to the woodshed and beat them. Here we go. There's the kick. It's a squibber down the left side. That's going to go out of bounds, I think. It does.
Ooh.
There's the penalty flag coming in. So the Warriors will start with good field position.
They were close to that ball.
They were. They really pursued after that, didn't they?
Yes.
But it was a long kick down to the 32. I mean, long for a squibber. It traveled about 27 yards before it went out of bounds. And they had a couple of guys pursuing it hard down that left sideline.
Going to re-kick?
We'll see here. I don't think they are. I think Warriors are going to take that ball at the 35-yard line, Ron.
Yeah. He's got a ball.
Get that offense back on the field.
Take care of the ball.
See if they can, not turn the ball over. But three turnovers for both teams tonight. Really been the story of this game. There's a handoff to Valencia coming left. Nobody there. There was one blocker and two white jerseys, and the blocker didn't get either one of them.
Charter
gets in there, makes a nice play on Valencia. Loss of a couple on the play. Second and 12. That was well diagnosed and pursued by a couple of white jerseys with Charter making the tackle. Second and 12. Ball at the 33-yard line of Amity. Nelson now in the backfield. He takes the handoff. First time this game. Breaks it over the right side. Gets across the 40. Maybe they're going to mark it right at the 40. So a gain of 7 on the play, Ron. It's going to bring up 3rd and 5. Jason Nelson attacking very hard on that right side around the end.
The difference between him and Sam is that he gets upfield.
He gets upfield, turns those shoulders square a little quicker. And that makes a little bit of difference there. All right, at the end of the third quarter, Warriors nursing an 18-14 lead. We'll be back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Start of the fourth quarter here in Amity, where the Warriors lead the Clatskanie Tigers by 4, 18-14. Warriors have the ball 3rd and 5 at their own 40-yard line. Big play here for the Warriors because the last time they were on defense, Clatskanie took a short field, went right at them, and ran the ball into the end zone in about 5 plays. Threatening the blitz. We'll see if the defense jumped first. We'll see. Defense was coming hard at the left tackle, or the right tackle. Nope, tight end, excuse me.
Well, they jumped across. I don't think we moved. But
I think that the left defensive end jumped before. Oh, they're going to call it an Amity run. I thought left defensive end jumped before the tight end jumped, but that's not the way the officials see it, and so it's 4th and 10, or 3rd and 10 now from the 35-yard line, right where this drive started. So they were threatening the blitz, and the left defensive end started to come, and maybe before he got in the neutral zone, they got a flinch out of Tommy Jackson. Warriors, wing T formation, fake handoff, Parr rolls left, throws deep down the field for Richardson. Richardson, that's got to be pass interference. You've got to throw the flag. He's face guarding. He just ran into the receiver, never looked back, ran into the receiver. There's no call on it. And so it'll be 4th and 10, and who's down? Is that Tyler down in the backfield?
No.
That's a lineman that's down. Boy, Peyton Richardson trying to make a play come back for the ball, and the defensive back just puts both hands up in the air and doesn't allow him to do it, but no call on it.
You can't do that in college or pros, but evidently in high school. He never did turn around and find the ball.
No, never turned around and made contact with Richardson as Richardson tried to come back to the ball.
So is this?
So I don't know, one of the linemen down 50, checking 55. The left knee. Is that? It's not Nyseth. I see Nyseth back there, 56.
55. Coleman. No.
So they're going to take a little break here and send both teams to the sideline as they come out and check on the injured Amity player.
4th and 10.
Looks like a left knee. They're checking Bruce Hubbard out there. It'll be 4th and 10 when they come back out, and the Warriors will be punting from their own 35-yard line.
Ball. If the ball's farther, he's got it. But
yep, it's interesting to me that as the receiver is trying to come back and make a play on the ball, that the defensive back can just be in his way without making any play on the ball, and that's somehow a legal play in high school football. But I'll have to talk to Coach McGill about that one. It sure looked like it had pass interference written all over it to me. But again, we watch a lot of college and pro football, and the rules are different. That would have been clearly pass interference at any other level of football just because the defensive back never made a play on the ball.
Just ran right
Never looked,
it.
Right.
He just kept running with his hands.
But I wonder about the contact as Richardson tried to reach back for the ball. So they're still attending to the player on the field. It does look like 55. Is that Jeff Coleman? Is that who that is, Ron?
I think I've seen his face. I think that's him.
Yep. Jeff down. Looks like they're going to help him up here. So hopefully just a little sprained knee.
Ankle or knee.
Maybe checking that left knee. And the way he's holding his leg, I would say it's a knee. So a couple of his teammates out there to help him off. It's going to be a slow walk from midfield there to the sideline, especially for Jeff.
Well, this should be a punt.
Yep, Warriors should be punting the ball from their own 35, fourth and 10. Just a drive that never really got started. And had a penalty mixed in there that set them back from a third and 5 to a third and 10. And then the incomplete pass on the deep ball intended for Peyton Richardson. And Tyler's just got to throw that ball a little deeper to him. It's interesting. He overthrows other guys like Seth Valencia and somebody else. But when he throws to Peyton, he doesn't want to overthrow him because he knows Peyton can go up and get that ball in traffic. And so he tends to throw, I think, the ball a little higher, put more air under it, and give Peyton a chance to adjust to it. But that time, he just couldn't get back to the ball with the defender there. All right. Warriors set to punt. Punter is Peyton Richardson. Klatsk and I excited to be getting the ball back here. Ball at the 35 of Amity.
Jason
There's
Nelson
the snap. The punt just gets it off. It's a good punt because it gets a nice bounce. The
Don't
returner picks it up and gets back to the 35-yard line where he's hit hard by Wes Streeter.
And
came up and laid in.
And Cody Dyke.
Well, Cody had him wrapped up. Yeah. Wes came in and put a shoulder into him to make sure he didn't get any more yardage out of that. So they're going to start at the 35-yard line. Their own 35-yard line.
Which is better than our 35-yard line.
It was, Ron. Absolutely. So 30-yard punt for Peyton. It wasn't a great punt initially, but it took a real nice bounce. And the returner was able to get about 7 yards back on that before the Warriors wrapped him up. First and 10. Two running backs. Tight end and a wide receiver here. Wide receiver goes in motion. There's a wide receiver on the other side as well. Now they're both split way out. Defensive backs are off about 9 yards. Taking a long time to take the snap here. Blodgett makes an adjustment, I think, of the line. Now he brings the left wide receiver in motion. There's a snap inside handoff. Running back stacked up after a short gain of about a yard. But he's second and 9, Ron. Good defense that time. Let's see who the ball carrier was on that.
25, he's back in there.
Hellman back in there, so either he has a really low pain tolerance for the initial cramp, or he has a really high pain tolerance to be able to come back in
He's
and recover from that.
Fast.
He's not, and it might take some of his shiftiness away. He was down for quite a while with that cramp. We've seen Brian Hatch go out with cramps twice this year and not return for a half. Hellman the only setback, though. Two wide receivers on each side. Blodgett pointing to the receiver he wants in motion. Here comes the blitz. Oh, we've got a probably a false start here or an illegal. I don't know, something. They blew this one dead, though. Delay a game. So a 5-yard penalty against Klatskanai. That's their third delay a game today, Ron.
Well, what they do is they come out and set. Then the coach looks at the defense. Then they all look at their wristbands. They change the play.
And that time it took too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be now second and 14. Ball at the 31-yard line. The coaches down here to our left are talking about how long it's taking to make the adjustments. Not happy about it. They're in the head coach's ear with their telecommunication sets there. All right, four wide receivers, two on each side. Hellman the setback with Blodgett as the quarterback. Blodgett drops, looking right, throws down the middle, and almost intercepted.
Tommy Jackson.
Great play by Tommy Jackson. Got up there. He broke very nicely on that seam route from on Charta running the seam route there for the Tigers. Jackson had both hands on the ball but couldn't hang on to it as he came to the ground. That's the second time today he's had a ball in his hands.
Yeah.
Nice break by Jackson. He's out now. It's third and 14. They brought Jackson out, McNulty in for him. They must not have liked something that Tommy did on that. They might have wanted to be, I don't know. I'm not sure what else he could have done other than catch the ball.
he broke on it nicely. He was in position for the ball.
Cody Dyke, the monster safety there.
There's a snap.
A lot of pressure up the middle.
Blodgett
running. He's got room to run up the sideline, and he is out of bounds, short of the first down run. It's going to be fourth and about 4, I think. And a Warrior shaking up over there. Is that McNulty on the ground, looks like?
So he gained 5.
No, he gained probably 9 or 10 on that. Depends on the spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of the penalty. And they've got a penalty over on that side. There's some yellow material on the ground on the far sideline at the 40-yard line, and the officials are huddling up. The ball boy's in the middle of the officials there. He's getting the early word.
Okay, which way are we going?
Officials are still huddling up. They're just moving farther away from the team here. They're standing on the 40-yard line out at about the middle of the field now as they talk about this. I don't know what the play would be. It's right at the flag was thrown right at the sideline where the quarterback ran out of bounds. So I don't know. This could be a
late hit. Could be
a late hit. He didn't slide or anything. He didn't give himself up. He ran out of bounds. So it could be a late hit. It could be a face mask in there. It could be a block in the back. But, boy, they're taking a long time to sort this out for one flag on the field. Are they talking about when a foul happened? Did it happen during the play? Did it happen after the play? I think that's got to be the conversation here as they try to figure out when the foul happened and whether or not it should be assessed after the play, or I'm thinking this is on Klatskanai. And they're trying to decide whether or not it's fourth down or whether or not they're going to replay third with a penalty. This should not take this long to sort it out, though. You don't have any review you can look at.
I think we're going back.
It's going to be a personal foul against Klatskanai. And the question is, they're saying it's still third down. No, it was before he went out of bounds then. So that was what they were trying to figure out, Ron, was whether or not it happened before he went out of bounds during the play or after the play. Had it been after the play, it would be fourth down and a whole bunch. Instead, they're going to move this back 15 yards from the previous spot of the ball. Like, so it's
third 29, should be.
Well, they have to get to the 45, and the ball is at the 15, so it's 30 yards to go, third and 30. All right, should be a very soft defense now. Third and 30. Warriors with guys dropping way
keep
off.
The quarterback inside.
Yep.
Don't let him walk.
Blodgett throws deep down the middle. This should be intercepted. Richardson picks it off at the 49-yard line. Across the 45 to the 40, and he is brought down at the 34-yard line. So it's just like a punt. With a return. But Richardson gets a from the 49 back to the 34. He gets a 15-yard return on that, Ron. And so the Warriors with outstanding field position, helped by a personal foul penalty against Klatskanai. 10:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors with
another
an 18-14, and we've got another penalty. Sideline warning. What do we got? They're not going to enforce anything here, are they?
Sideline warning on
Amity.
Yeah.
All right, so Warriors come up, ball just inside the 34-yard line. Momentum now shifted. Klatskanai had all the momentum after that last punt. Now the Warriors get the interception, the fourth turnover of the game for Klatskanai. There's the handoff for Nelson coming right. Makes one guy miss, gets inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line, so a gain of about four. Second and six for the Warriors. Jason Nelson running with some fresh legs in there after a couple weeks off, sprained his ankle against the Irrigon game.
He does get up the field. That's the big difference between him and Sam. Sam's probably quicker, but you notice that cut.
It's more decisive,
Jason,
isn't it?
Makes, yes.
Wing T formation. The three back is Streeter. They bring Valencia in motion, Streeter. Give it to Streeter. Right up the middle, he's got room to run. Down inside the 20 to the 15. Wes Streeter with a huge run from the 24 or the 29-yard line down to the 15, Ron. A 14-yard gain for Wes Streeter.
Big
brings
play
up first and 10. That's the first good run they've had out of the
since
three back.
The first half.
Yeah, well, maybe since the first quarter.
Yeah, first quarter.
Mather had a couple.
Yeah.
The first good one for Streeter since the first quarter. Back in the wing tee, Valencia on the right, Streeter, the three back, Valencia in motion. They give to Streeter again. Here he goes inside the 10,
hole.
5, and touchdown, Wes Streeter. Amity on the board again.
That was nice.
9:22 to go in the fourth, and the Warriors get their fourth touchdown of the game. Outstanding runs back-to-back by Wes Streeter. They were at the 34, what did we say, the 34-yard line, and two plays later, Wes Streeter's in the end zone. Or is it the 29? They were at the 29-yard line, and Wes Streeter runs it twice for 15 Nelson, and 14 yards.
Nelson had that 4-yard one to start with. So yeah.
And then Streeter takes it the rest of the way on the next two carries.
Yes.
Warriors line up to go for two. They're up by 10 right now. There's the fake to Streeter. There's the rollout to the right. They throw to Jackson. Two-point conversion's good. Par to Jackson.
That play's there.
That's the one, Ron. That's the tight end and the flat going with the quarterback as he rolls to his right. I love that play. I haven't seen it all season, I don't think. It's such an effective play and so hard to cover. 9:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors now with a 26-14 lead, up by two scores. And Klatsk and I with their work cut out for them now. Seven turnovers in this game, Ron. Klatsk and I has had two interceptions and two fumbles. The Warriors have had an interception and two fumbles. Mm-hmm. And I lost track of the penalties. What are we at? We had 14 in the first half, you said?
And let's see. Where's my third?
Boy, there have been some big penalties in this game.
Yeah, it's another six in the second
half. So 20 penalties in this game. Very frustrating for both coaches, I'm sure, to see some of these penalties.
Well, that obviously that personal foul over on the sidelines, that changed that hold.
It did, absolutely. They went basically into a Hail Mary type of thing and hope it gets picked off so that it's a...
Because he had ran for... It was going to be a fourth and four.
They were still going to punt, I think. But it was on their side of the field.
There.
Yeah, the Warriors would have had a long field instead of a short one.
Well, what are we going to do on this kick?
So interceptions tonight by Cody Dyke and Peyton Richardson for the Warriors. Fumble recoveries by Valencia, and I don't remember who had the first fumble recovery. That was a long time ago. Duncan set to kickoff. He hits a squibber. It goes to the... It goes out of bounds at the 43, so they'll get the ball right there at the 42, 43-yard line.
There,
a good try.
If that ball would have bounced one bounce to the right, we had it.
If it had held up, just checked up, right?
Yeah.
And you never know with a football what it's going to do. You pursue it, and you have to be ready to react to any kind of weird bounce it might give you, and that one didn't bounce at all.
There were no white jerseys around that ball.
It was an excellent kick by Duncan. You do everything you can do as a kicker, and you just hope for a good bounce. But ball at the 43-yard line.
49ers last night. What an onside kick that was.
That was a fun game to watch. I tell you, that was entertaining. I'm not a fan of either the Rams or the 49ers. That was entertaining. 41-39. All right, we got an entertaining one here. Warriors with a 10-point lead. They're bringing the heat up the middle. There's a pass out to the right, caught by Combs. He breaks one tackle, now brought down at the 49. Ball's loose. Warriors say they have it. Let's see. It is Warrior football as Combs coughs it up on a big hit. He was trying to get some extra yards. I don't know who forced the fumble, but it's recovered by a blue jersey, and the Warriors are back in business at the 49-yard line of Klatskanai. And all the momentum now in favor of Amity. 9:15 to go in the fourth. Warriors up 26-14 after that two-point conversion. I forgot to add that into my score when I said it. 12 guys on the field for Klatskanai. They get him off the field. There's the handoff to Mather.
Mather
right up the middle, plowing ahead for about 6 yards. It's going to be second and, they'll call it 5 yards. Second and five, Ron. 5-yard play. Rich Parr and Dave Mather and Mr. Barber down there, man in the chain gang and the box. Appreciate all their volunteering tonight. Second and five for the Warriors. After Mather gains, that was not Mather. That was Streeter. He's still in there. I thought it was Mather, but Streeter's in there at the three back.
Too tall.
That's Streeter. There's a handoff to Streeter again. Goes right, breaks a couple of tackles, and he's going to get close to the first down. I think he's got it. I think he's got six on the carry. Yep, they're going to move the chains. 6-yard carry for Wes Streeter, and it's first and 10 Warriors. Ball is at the 37-yard line now, Ron. And Warriors now are just going to pound that ball at them, aren't they? They're not going to pass this ball unless it's a fourth down conversion.
Or you just throw that little flip out to Jackson.
Which is like a long run.
They're not going to get him.
Power eye formation now. Nelson the setback. I think he's getting this ball. There's a handoff to Nelson. Nelson trying to get right, stacked up at the line. Nowhere to go there. And be right back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Jason had nowhere to go on that right side. Tried to go between the guard and the tackle. Couldn't get there. Richardson brings the play in from the sideline. 7:50 and counting here in this one. Warriors just trying to salt this away with some clock-killing drive here. Doesn't matter if they get points or not. They just want to run about four more minutes off of this clock. Klatskanai with all three of their timeouts. There's a pass. Down the left side. He's got Richardson all by himself at the 10-5. Touchdown, Warriors! Peyton Richardson catches his third touchdown pass of the game. And the fourth touchdown pass overall for Mr. Tyler Parr. And that one from the 37-yard line, Ron. 37-yard touchdown pass as Peyton Richardson broke containment down the left seam and was running all by himself. Parr hit him in stride for the touchdown, and the Warriors now blowing out the Tigers, 32-14.
That was off that dive. They faked the dive,
yep.
which they've ran with Streeter a couple, two or three times, and then...
And all of a sudden, we're a passing offense, Ron.
Wide receiver is wide open.
Warriors line up to go for two. Power eye formation. Valencia in motion, and we've got a dead ball. Going to have an illegal procedure against the Warriors. False start. It's going to back them up 5 yards. So they may come in and kick now. Let's see if they bring Duncan into kick.
I wouldn't.
I think they should pass the ball. I'd run that same flat rollout to Tom Jackson. It's my favorite play, by the way. They're talking as Nelson and Richardson have a little conversation with McGill, and then Richardson goes back out. Nelson brings the play in. Warriors need to hurry. The play clock on this two-point conversion, too. So the ball's backed up to the 8-yard line. Jackson's in at the left tight end. Power eye formation. Quick toss to Nelson. Nelson throws it. He's got a receiver. Incomplete. They're going to say McNulty was there, and there was some contact, but they're going to say it was incomplete. He had to kind of come back through the defender, but interesting play call. I kind of like that one. I think Jason could throw a little better ball to him next time. 7:31 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 32-14. What was an 18-14 game, Warriors score 14 straight points to take a commanding lead here in the fourth quarter. And the story of this game has been turnovers and big pass plays for the Warriors.
Yep.
Peyton Richardson, how long was that one? It was a 33-yarder, right? And then a 37-yarder. So he's got two touchdowns of more than 30 yards today, plus a 4-yarder. And then we had a, 15-yarder to Sam White. So four touchdown passes for Tyler Parr and one rushing touchdown today. I'm going to have to go back in the annals here, Ron, and find the last time the Warriors threw for four touchdowns in a game.
Well, quite frankly, that's what's working. But those dive plays and stuff are setting up that.
Yeah, the drive before it was West Streeter dive touchdown.
Right.
And then you fake the dive and guys bite on it. There's another liner that's going to go out of bounds, and the Warriors will let Klatskanai start at the 35-yard line. No more returning kickoffs tonight. Boy, the Warriors struggle on a kickoff return coverage. Warriors with a great home opener tonight, Ron. They'll set their league home opener next week with homecoming against Sheridan, 7 o'clock right here Friday night. Hope all of you alumni out there can make it back for the game. Ron, you can't drink Diet Coke. You get those burps going on air, you know. People won't like that. You got to stick to water.
Nobody heard it.
Nobody heard that. I heard it. Nobody else did. 7:31 to go. Klatskanai ball at their own 35-yard line. Four wide receivers. Blodgett drops. Lots of pressure. It's a screen pass. Nelson coming across. They try to sniff that out, and he gets about 4 yards. No, they're not even going to give him that. He's only going to get about 2 yards on that play. The linemen were halfway to the quarterback, and all of a sudden they turn around and start running the other way because they realized what was going. It's never good when the blockers let you run past them. There's a reason for it. 1 yard on the play, Ron. 2nd and 9. Nice job by Jason Nelson to come up on that and force the receiver to have to run towards the sideline, and that led him into other traffic and more blue jerseys. Four wideouts, two on each side, one running back in the backfield with Blodgett. Blodgett, I know, Ron, every time. They throw out on the right side to Combs. Combs tries to make a guy miss. Here comes the second tackler in.
Cody Dyke.
Cody Dyke finishing that off. Jason Nelson had him by the legs. Dyke came in and threw him to the ground with a good hard hit and a gain of it's going to bring up third and two. So I'm going to say a gain of six on that play, Ron, or seven. Third and three. I don't know. I can't tell. Whichever one you want to go with.
Which eye is working right for me?
Four wideouts, two on each side. They send Charta in motion to the right. Blodgett throws out to the right. Pass complete. Dyke almost had him. Hellman breaks the tackle, gets to the sideline, down to the 44-yard line where he's forced out of bounds by John Mather.
I'm kind of surprised that, Charta caught it.
Charta caught that. 6:37 to go in the fourth. Warriors up by three scores in this game, 32-14. So they want to keep the guy in bounds and let the clock run.
I'm really surprised we didn't get a late hit on the quarterback because West.
I had already taken my eyes off of that. I was looking downfield. I didn't see that.
Shot it.
So they're bringing three wideouts to the left side. One wideout to the right. Charta in the slot on the left. There's the snap. Blodgett from his 50 throws out left to Combs. Combs tries to go inside, breaks a couple tackles, and then he's stacked up at the 45-yard line and brought down by Wes Streeter. So it's going to be a gain of about eight on the play. It's going to bring up second and two, Ron. 8-yard gain, but the clock keeps running under 6 minutes now. And that's what the Warriors really want is that clock to run. They'll give up 6 yards of play as long as the clock runs. So now they're going to send two wideouts to each side. Nope, now Charter's going over to the right side. Taking them way too long to get their plays off here, Ron. Three wideouts right. Last time they threw this into the flat on the left side with this formation, so see if they go to the right. Blodgett rolls right. Good pressure. Running. Trying to run it. He's hit and brought down by Cody Dyke. For a loss, Cody Dyke with great penetration came up, read that play, came up and made the hit. And Blodgett, trying to get away from him, actually lost more yards on it. They're going to give him a 1 yard loss. And so it's third and three. Nice play by the sophomore, Cody Dyke. He's turned into a real nice defender, Ron.
Yeah, he has that, what I would call freewheeling spot. They can kind of go wherever they want.
And he has pretty good football instincts and good athleticism back there.
Four wides, for a sophomore.
Two on each side. Blodgett under pressure, rolling right, throws, almost intercepted by Cody Dyke, almost got a hand on that. Intended for Combs, incomplete, brings up fourth and three. And that stops the clock with four, should stop the clock, but the clock's still running. That's kind of nice for us. 4:35.
The it clock, should be stopped.
They're going to stop it. They should put some time back on. It should have been about 4:40. To go in the fourth quarter. And we've got.
I'm sure there must have been a malfunction on the switch. Scorekeepers don't make mistakes.
Well, I don't know who runs our clock, but they never screw up, do they, Ron?
No, they never.
Especially in the basketball arena. No clock keeper has ever failed to notice they should stop the clock or start the clock. And Ron and I have both kept enough clock in our lives to know that's a bunch of garbage. It happens all the time. Almost every game, a couple of times, you. It's so hard not to get caught up watching the game and forget your primary responsibility is with your right thumb. All right. Three wideouts left, one right. They put 4:38 back on the clock. Looks left, caught by Combs.
Oh, bad defense.
And a bad angle by Jason Nelson. Combs all the way down inside the 10-yard line. Jason Nelson completely whiffed on Combs. He's frustrated as he walks up the field, and he'll be coming out of the game.
So that was a gain of.
Well, it's a big game. Ball is spotted at the 7-yard line.
So 30 yards.
About that. 8-yard line. Somewhere right in there. Two wideouts on each side now. They bring one in motion. That's Charta. There's the inside handoff, and he's wrapped up, stacked up, and backed up by the Warriors. A host of Warriors on that. Number one in there was Tyler Parr making the first contact and about four other blue jerseys joining him. A loss on the play of 2 yards. I think the ball's going to be at the 11-yard line now. Second and goal from the 11. And the clock runs inside of 4 minutes. We like that. Klatskanai, two whiteouts on both sides. Tigers 3-0 on the year. Warriors trying to hand them their first loss and get their third win at the same time. Blodgett looks out right. There's the pass to Combs. Wrapped up and brought down. That is
Hoff.
Harvey Hoff getting out there and making the play. Hoff with a great tackle there. Harvey, a junior, just 5'5", 130 pounds, but came up, read that play well, closed out on Combs in the flat, and made the stop for a loss of two, Ron. Third and 13, third and goal from the 13, and the Tigers do take a timeout. So we're going to take one also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Football on KLYC. We'll get this right. KLYC, we'll be right back.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Football. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber right here at Amity High School enjoying the view tonight where the Warriors lead 32-14, 3:19 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Warriors have dominated the second half, Ron.
Fourth quarter, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I think after their first drive of the third quarter kind of went south, from that point on, they played very good on both sides of the ball. All right, four wideouts, two on each side for Blodgett. He takes the snap, drops, throws over the middle, and Combs catches it. That ball should have been picked. That's a touchdown for Klatskanai.
That ball was up in the air for a long time.
That was not a good example of ball skills for the Warriors there. Oh, no, he's not in. He's short of the goal line. I thought he was in the end zone, Ron.
So it's fourth?
So it is.
Fourth down.
They're giving him a first down.
Can't be a first down.
I am very confused. They had a first down at the 9-yard line.
Was that a first?
It was a touchdown.
Come on.
I did not see a touchdown signal from any of the officials on the field. I was sure he was in. Now they're lined up for the 2-point conversion. All right. 2-point conversion attempt. They go with a full house backfield. Blodgett under center. Hands to the back. And Charta is not in. Doesn't make it. He dove forward for it. He comes up short. So the Warriors get the stop on the 2-point conversion. And with 3:12 to go in the game, the Warriors lead 32-20. And Ron, I think we're seeing an onside kick, don't you? You can't kick the ball to the Warriors and let them run the clock down with a couple of first downs. So I anticipate an onside kick attempt here from the Tigers.
That ball was just like a jump ball. We just in the middle of the field.
Really. It's hard to believe nobody got a hand on it and knocked it down at least. That was not well defended by the Warriors. And that's something we've defended well all night.
But that time they just didn't even see the ball or something. Fourth down, that would have been our ball.
Yep.
Well, no, it's third.
No, that was that third?
Third and 13.
Okay, third and 13. But it would have brought up a fourth and goal from the 13-yard line, which would have been nice. You don't need to pick it off. You do need to knock it down. Excuse me. All right. Warriors set to receive the kickoff. Should have their hands team in up there. I see McNulty up there on the front line. I see Jordan Dyke. And it was 77. That is Zadok Burr up there. And trying to see who else.
I don't think they got any different people up there. That's the
just the normal. Yeah. All right. Well, most of those guys have good hands. I don't know about Zadok, but I think everybody else has pretty good hands on that front. Eli Jackson up there also, so he's got good hands. And I don't know who's on the far side. I can't see that number from this far away. All right, here we go. Onside kick attempt is loose, and they recover it. Took a bounce right into the chest of the guy on the far side whose number I couldn't see. Bounced right off his chest and recovered by a white jersey. So the Warriors fail to recover the onside kick, and Klatskanai still has some life. It's a two-possession game with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Klatskanai has two timeouts. Warriors have all three of theirs remaining. Charter coming out of the game. That's interesting, isn't it? He's their probably their most dynamic runner.
Combs is the guy they need to be watching.
All so two wide receivers on both sides. This guy's lined up in the neutral zone, and the official doesn't call it. There's a throw over the middle, incomplete, intended for Combs. Combs cramped up, didn't he? He tried to come back. I hope that's a cramp and not something else.
It's a cramp.
He is in a lot of pain right now. He tried to come back on that ball, which was short, and was in immediate pain. I hope that's a cramp and not a knee. The immediacy of the pain was apparent to everybody here. The reason I worry it wasn't just a cramp is he was trying to make an awkward cut to come back to the ball, and he planted that left leg. And the way they're looking at it, Ron, are they rubbing anything? I don't see him rubbing anything. I don't think that's a cramp.
No.
That's not good to see. That was an awkward move by Combs, and they've got three guys around him out there. Mr. Bruce Hubbard, of course, our fire chief, is right there. And then the head coach from Klatskanai, Coach Warren, and it looks like Coach McGill out there checking him over. Just a really awkward-looking play, and he was pounding the turf immediately with both hands before anybody got to him. Really unfortunate way for a player to go down in a game here.
He's a good-looking athlete.
He is. Yeah. Has good hands. That was a poor pass. He was wide open, but good pressure, and Blodgett threw the ball short, and as Combs tried to make his move to come back towards the ball, which I don't think he could have got to anyway, but just as an athlete reacting to the short pass, he planted that left leg and twisted back on it and immediately went to the ground and started pounding the turf, and that doesn't make me think it's a cramp. And they're taking a long time here, and they're not rubbing anything or trying to stretch anything. So they're going to, I think, help him to the sideline. Some guys are coming in. But I'm guessing this is a knee injury, Ron. That's really unfortunate. Never like to see a kid get hurt. And this is just a non-contact injury. Nobody near him. So they're bringing more guys in.
They got other guys going in there.
They're helping him up, and they're going to carry him off the field. He's not going to. I don't think he's going to put any weight on that knee, Ron. That's really too bad. The Combs kid's played well tonight. He's a good receiver, and always unfortunate to see somebody go down. And you always worry about those non-contact injuries because that's got ACL written all over it, you know, when that happens.
Something with the knee.
Yeah, that's too bad. So our hopes for him that's just a sprain and not a torn ACL or anything else. And
you know, this is high school football when five guys carry him off instead of a stretcher. And
there's no cart going out there to get him.
Mobilizing the knee or anything else.
That's a sad thing for the kid. And he's pretty distraught here on the sideline as they bring him, set him down. And that's very unfortunate. All right, so
we never did hear what exactly is going on with Hatch.
No, we didn't, and he went out limping on that ankle, and we haven't seen him again. So I'm guessing probably at least a second degree sprained ankle. I don't think it was a third. He got up too quick to have a third degree. All right, Klatskanai ball, second and 10 after the incomplete pass. 3:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors up by two scores, 32-20. Two wides, both sides. Lost one of their weapons with the Combs injury. There's the snap. Throw out to the left side. Caught there. It makes one guy miss. Goes to the sideline. Richardson drags him down at about the 30. That was number
28.
I don't know that number. Haven't seen
Patterson.
Him. First time he's touched the ball all night.
He took
and just too much of a cushion there.
He took
Combs' spot.
And he was forced out of bounds at 2:58 to go. So the clock's nope, the clock did not stop. It just stopped for the first down. So
gain
clock's running. Big gain there for Klatskanai. The Warriors need to give a little bit more pressure than that, I think, on that little bubble screen.
Oh, that's...
So they're in the backfield this time. That's going to be an offsides, isn't it, Ron?
Well, there's a flag over there.
Yep, and they forced Blodgett out of bounds, but the flag thrown right after the snap usually indicates an offside against the Warriors. They were trying to bring pressure up the middle on Blodgett and flush him out. They did, but I'm guessing this is an offside against the Warriors.
Or illegal procedure on them because they finally caught the guy.
Oh, it's an illegal shift. Yeah. Ron, you're right. First time. Well, I gave up on them calling that. So they've been illegal shifting all game. So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. It'll bring up first and 15. That'll move the ball back to the 33 or so, I think.
Yeah, they, that Canadian Football League run up to the line of scrimmage, they do it every play.
They've had forward motion on their receivers all game. So they're going to put that ball right at the 35, Ron, just inside the 35 of Amity. First and 15, the clock should wind because it was a penalty. Nope, they don't wind it?
No.
All right, no wind on that. Two wideouts left. Now they wind the clock. Blodgett trying to carry it. Here comes the help on the defense, and they force him out of bounds. He's going to lose that. Tyler Parr, and I like that. Tyler didn't try to come up and blow him up. Tyler just kept stretching him out to the sideline until he ran out of real estate. It's going to bring up. Did he lose a yard? No, they're going to leave it in the same spot. Oh, maybe a yard. Second and 16, Ron. That's what I'm going with. And whoever's operating our clock agrees with me. 2:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 12. Trying to get one more defensive stand here. Second and 16 for Klatskanai. Four wide receivers, two on each side. Blodgett with one running back takes the snap. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw short. Now he's got some pressure from Mather. And they force him out of bounds after a short gain. So good job by Johnny Mather coming up. The defense was there that time, Ron. He didn't have anywhere to throw the ball on the right side.
Still a bad angle of pursuit because he gave up.
Gave up a couple of yards. It's going to be third and 14, third and 13. So 3 yards on the scramble.
Outside in pursuit. Forces the guy back to the middle.
Well, the problem is, though, Mather's coming from the inside. Blodgett had already rolled out past Mather. So Mather just took chase to him so that he couldn't plant his feet and throw, I think. And the cornerbacks stayed back to protect against the pass. So they gave up the 3 yards. Third and 13. Four wides again. They get pressure up the middle this time. Blodgett trying to scramble. Lobs the ball to the seam route. The receiver is hit there right away by Richardson. I think that might be a first down, though.
42.
It's going to be close.
42 is the receiver. Puckett.
Yep, Puckett with a nice catch there. That was a good pass by Blodgett. He was under pressure, scrambling, made a little jump pass. It's going to be fourth and one, so again, a 12 on that play, Ron. Under 2 minutes now. Clock still running. Klatskanai only has two timeouts, but if they score here, they can go for another onside kick, Ron. This game's not over yet. Warriors really need a stop here. They've got pressure up the middle, jump pass out to the side. He catches it, and he's forced out. That's Puckett again. That's going to be a first down. Too much of a cushion out there. So he gets out of bounds with 1:35 left. So the Warriors in this prevent defense a little bit here. They brought some heat up the middle, but Blodgett's made a couple of real nice plays. That time he was quick with the ball to Puckett out on the right flat. Just enough for that first down. The ball is spotted now at the 14-yard line, first and 10. Clock is stopped as he went out of bounds after the catch, 1:35 to go. Two timeouts remaining for Klatskanai. Blodgett throws over the middle, tipped, incomplete. Nice play by Peyton Richardson coming across to tip that pass away from the receiver. Wasn't a bad pass by Blodgett at all. He had a receiver, but Richardson read it, came across, and knocked it away. Second and 10. Only 4 seconds off the clock on that pass play. Minute 31 to go in the fourth quarter. Klatskanai breaks their huddle. four wideouts, two on both sides. They've run the same formation the whole series of downs here. Blodgett throws deep right corner. There's lots of coverage there. And the Tommy Jackson completely blew his coverage there. Never made a play on the ball, but luckily for him, it went off the receiver's hands and out of bounds. Jackson came across like he was going to make a play, and then I don't know if he underran the ball or what.
It was over his head.
But it went over his head, and he never made a play on it. Just a bad angle there by Jackson.
It hit their kid's hands, right in the hands.
But a little bit high for their receiver to bring it down, and it's third and 10 from the 14-yard line. Wow. It dodged a bullet right there. Same formation, two wides on each side, one running back. There's the snap for Blodgett. A little bit of pressure up the middle. He's going to run. He's still running. He's still running for the sideline, and he's got the end zone. Touchdown, Klatskanai. That's going to make it 32-26 with a minute 16 to go, Ron, and we're going to see another onside kick here in a minute. And the Warriors better do a better job of handling it. Nice run by Blodgett, 14-yard touchdown run as he just kept stringing it out to the left side and nobody could get there, nobody could get the angle on him.
It's the second week in a row we've had decent running quarterbacks and we
struggle to keep containment.
Yes. Lose contain.
32-26, they're going to go for the extra point here. This extra point's really about as irrelevant as it could be. You could make it a 5-point game or a 4-point game, but it's not going to change what happens on the next series. So the kick is up, and it is good. So with a minute 16 to go, it's 32-27. This is a high-scoring game for Amity. We haven't gotten in a lot of these games that even resemble a shootout.
No, not for a while.
Tonight, 59 points on the scoreboard, a minute 16 to go. And as Ron was saying, we're coming up on a three-hour game, Ron. Klatskanai with two timeouts, Amity with three if they need them, a minute 16 to go, and we're getting ready for another onside kick. Can Klatskanai get two successful onside kicks in a row is the question.
We've used five pages for stats tonight.
There have been a lot of plays in this game. Klatskanai sideline, excited that they're still in this game. They've come back from three scores down.
We play this onside kick a little better than we played last time. We got to get some people up there and catch the ball.
Well, that ball hit somebody right in the numbers last time.
He did make some changes. He's got Nelson up there.
Richardson coming to this side by McNulty.
Yeah, he's got.
He still has Duncan on that far left side. I don't know if that was. I don't think that was Duncan that was there last time. I think that was somebody else that hit in the numbers.
Valencia up. He's got Cody Dyke up there. Peyton's on this side. He's not going to kick the ball.
Not going to kick towards Peyton, is he? So Jason Nelson on the far side from us, next to the end of the front there.
We got 10 guys
bunched up within about 20 yards of the ball here. There's the kick, and that one's not going to go 10 yards.
No.
And that'll do it, folks. That one will give the ball to the Warriors at the 46-yard line. So they executed the onside kick beautifully last time. This time the ball doesn't make it there. And so the Warriors will take over at the 46-yard line of Klatskanai. Klatskanai with two timeouts. Rich Parr takes a ball in the face as he's bringing the chain gang up. Somebody kicked the ball towards the sideline. It took one bounce. And Rich a little slow with the reflexes there. I can't believe he took that to the head.
He did not see
the ball. No reflexes at all.
He didn't see the ball.
He's shaking his head. People are giving him a bad time over there. He never saw it coming. Warriors rush it right up the middle with Tyler Parr. Just secure the ball. He gets to the 41-yard line maybe. And a timeout taken by Klatskanai. 42-yard line, so a gain of four on the play. Bring up second and six. They're going to say 3-yard gain, Ron, sorry. 3-yard gain, second and seven.
We won't have time to do these stats, I guarantee.
That's okay. There's a lot of plays in this game, folks. But the real story of this game is the passing touchdowns from Tyler Parr mainly to Peyton Richardson, three of them, and another one to Sam White, and a rushing touchdown by, who was it? Wes Streeter had the rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
So, and again, you know, the subplot here is another game where we lose Brian Hatch, our biggest weapon in the running game. He has yet to complete a game this year.
I think he's still, is he sitting over there on the bleachers? Somebody's sitting over there.
Probably.
Far end.
Some ice on his knee, maybe.
Quarterback sneak again.
Par again, right up the middle, plows ahead, gets about another 3 yards or so. It'll bring up third down. There's the last timeout of the game taken for Klatskanai with 1:01 to go. And the Warriors with third and three now, Ron, a 4 yard gain for Tyler Parr. Klatskanai, this is what it comes down to here for them. They've got to get a stop. The Warriors are going to run the ball two more times here, Ron.
We could put it away, too, I think. 1 minute.
How long is the play clock? Is it 35?
25.
It's 25 in high schools, 35 in the pros. See, that's what gets me. Can't remember my rules from level to level here. 25 seconds. So they'll be able to run this ball. Then they'll be able to take the clock down to about 30 seconds, maybe 32 seconds.
Even take a penalty.
And you could even take a penalty, which I wouldn't do. I think they're going to be able to run this two more times, and I think it's going to be Tyler Parr two more times, don't you?
I wouldn't hand it off.
The fewer people touching the ball.
He's a big horse.
He is. 200-pound quarterback. Nothing wrong with that.
No,
nope, they hand it off to Wes Streeter. He's piled up at the line of scrimmage, gets about a yard. So it's going to be fourth and maybe two. Fourth and one and a half, maybe. I think it's fourth and two, Ron. So this is going to run the clock down. Klatskanai can't stop it. So we're going to have about 20 seconds, maybe.
We really should even come out.
I think the Warriors are going to take a timeout. I think they're going to tell the official they want a timeout. Nope. Coming out of the huddle.
He's going to get a penalty. Right.
Parr takes a snap. Ball's on the ground. And it doesn't matter because it's going to be a turnover. They recovered the fumble.
15 seconds
to go, and Klatskanai has the ball, Ron.
Fumble.
Down by a score. Well, fumble, don't get the fourth down conversion. It wasn't. Either way, it was going to be Klatskanai ball about the same place if they didn't get it. So the Warriors keep it very simple. Klatskanai uses both timeouts. There's time for maybe two plays, Ron. And this is where the coach is drawing up something. You're going to see a couple
timeout
of laterals here.
Amity.
Amity takes a timeout. So what do you do if you're Coach Warren? You've got a long ways to go here. You've got 62 yards to go for a touchdown to win this game. What's your play call? You can't just throw deep. You've got to run something where...
Hook and ladder.
That's the old standby, isn't it? Throw it to one guy, he laterals it to another guy, maybe lateral it to another guy, try to get the defense out of position. It's only worked a handful of times in the history of football that I can think of. I think you throw deep down the sideline, Ron, and try to get within about 30 yards or so and get out of bounds and have maybe two more plays still.
I don't think they're that sophisticated.
Well, the problem is they don't have the receivers. They don't have a Peyton Richardson out there. They don't have that luxury.
Combs is over here on the sideline.
Yep. Is he standing now?
Yeah, he's standing.
Good. That's excellent. Where is he?
Right in front of us. 21.
Right in front of him. I'm looking
right
for him. Oh, yeah.
22.
So hopefully his knee is just sprained.
We should not be even close to these guys. I mean, we need to be back.
What you really like to do is keep them in bounds, though, after they catch the ball.
Back.
So Blodgett drops, trying to throw deep. He's being chased out of the sideline. Still running, and runs out of bounds.
Oh, right there.
And they're going to throw a 15-yard penalty on that. That's Alex Nyseth with the hit, late hit out of bounds. That was not a good move. There are 9.8 seconds left now.
So he got 9 yards, 8 yards?
He got right at about 9 yards.
9 yards.
And then they threw the flag on there. Not a smart play by Alex Nyseth on that one. The senior lineman is a rock when it comes to play in a flawless game for the Warriors, but this one was a late hit. That'll put 15 more, Ron, and now we've got ourselves a desperate situation for both teams. That's going to spot the ball at the 40-yard line of Amity. 9.8 seconds left to go. No timeouts. You have to do is keep him in bounds, and they didn't keep him in bounds.
Lost contain.
Yep.
You cannot lose contain.
All you had to do was keep him in the field, and this game clock probably comes close to expiring. A lot of tension here, Ron, tonight, as this game was a three-score game. Now it's a one-score game, and Klatskanai with a prayer. He throws quick out to the side. It's complete. There's the lateral. The ball's on the ground, and it's recovered by Amity. That's the ball game, folks. Warriors recover the fumble on the lateral. With 1.9 seconds to go, the Warriors will have the football with a 32-27 lead.
Hey, give me credit. Did I call that play?
You called that play, and what an outstanding game this was to watch from the fans' point of view. A lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers, but an exciting game right down to the end. And a desperation play for Klatskanai. They just ran out of time, but they definitely outplayed Amity the last 5 minutes of this game. Warriors will take a snap and a knee, and the game will be over, folks. And what a good one this was. We're not going to have a stat total for you. Ron can't do that much math this late at night. There's a lot of plays. But the final score here in Amity, 32-27, and very quickly, the story of the game. Amity with four turnovers because of that last fumble, three fumbles and a interception, five turnovers for Klatskanai with the last one, fumble. Three fumbles, two interceptions, nine turnovers in the game, Ron, about 25 penalties, and the Warriors throw four touchdown passes. Tyler Parr, three of them to Peyton Richardson and one to Sam White. And that's the story of the game for the Warriors. So great effort from both schools tonight. This is a fun game to call, fun game to watch, and hopefully you had a good time listening to it. Hey, we'll be back on the air next Friday, homecoming game against Sheridan right here in Amity. 7 o'clock, we'll be on the air, 6:45. Join us again then. Until then, it's a great night to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W